Good morning. The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Welcome to the only show that's all about learning, music, animals, fireworks, water skis, and above all, ice cream, pizza, ninjas, getting stronger, sharks versus bears, and above all, karate.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
Good morning, Starmie.
Yes.
Welcome to the program, Dex and Steve-O. 6:08.
High today of 55 degrees.
What's the week look like?
I was going to say, enjoy it. Tomorrow, 39. Wednesday, 38. Thursday, 37.
Snow?
Tomorrow, some showers. Today's like the last clear day, I think, this week. Tomorrow, we can expect some afternoon showers. Yeah, 38, 40 degrees. It's going to get colder and colder as the week progresses. It doesn't look like snow, just mostly sunny and cold. That's what it says. Plenty of sunshine, but cold.
Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, Starmie. It's a big weekend for America.
Yeah, dude.
Wrong.
No, it was. Trump sworn in as president.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
Ah, we don't need to hear all of it.
I mean, come on.
Well, it was historic.
It was. It was an historic moment. We watched.
Yeah, we did.
The whole thing.
It was pretty unbelievable to witness Donald Trump getting sworn in as our next president.
I just kept saying, oh, man, this is real.
This is happening.
This is really happening.
Yep. A few things to talk about during the inauguration. I don't know if you saw this, the viral video of Hillary Clinton catching Bill staring at Trump.
Oh,
except
yeah.
They don't really know if he was staring at Ivanka Trump, but just the way that she looked back at him,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No real evidence if that's happening,
who he was staring at.
Yeah.
He was staring somewhere.
Don't be spoiling my fun, man. He was
locked in.
Yeah. He was.
He was definitely staring somewhere, and that was second only to...
Just say it. Please tell me you saw it.
Yes!
Yes!
George
yes!
W. Bush, I love that
man
so much.
This was probably the greatest moment. George W. Bush trying to figure out his freaking weather rain poncho.
His poncho, man.
It was so funny.
It was my favorite.
Gosh, and he's so frustrated. It's all happening while Donald Trump is getting sworn in.
He's getting sworn in and W's got it over his head. I feel like he was just doing it to have fun. I was laughing so hard, man. He had it over his head.
Dick Cheney was behind him at one point. He actually hit Dick Cheney in the face. Yeah, he's so funny.
He is so funny. Gosh, I love him. He's so hilarious. I loved it. I loved everything about it.
Let's see. Some idiot protesters who did damage on Inauguration Day are facing felony rioting charges.
Good. I'm glad.
There are a lot of people.
You saw some of the videos, and it's one thing to peacefully march down the center of the street. It's quite another to take baseball bats and ball peen hammers to businesses. And
did you see that Starbucks?
Starbucks, the Bank of America. Did you see the limo on fire?
On fire, yeah.
Watching this, and it was like, this isn't protesting. This is anarchy. This is rioting, looting, and illegal. And good, they should be facing serious charges.
For some reason, a baseball sign by President Trump is worth about $1,000. That's up from $100 before he ran for president.
Huh.
But I'm sure you'd be crushed to know that a ball signed by Hillary sold for more than $3,000 back in August.
Mm.
Baseball! Baseball. Let's see.
Wow.
And then Trump, of course, insulted Saturday's Women's March by tweeting, quote, "Watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt cause badly." But then he pulled back with a follow-up. "Peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views."
I get that, and I agree with that. Peaceful protesting. And we saw some of that. And that's great.
Mm.
Like, it is fantastic that we have that. We saw it here at Civic Plaza in Albuquerque. All over the nation. I thought it was one thing to peacefully march with some hilarious signs, some normal signs. But then, gosh, dude, you would see the rioters, the people just vandalizing. And that's not okay. Never okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't serve to push a cause or help anything. It's just anarchy, man.
Yeah, and it seems like the Women's March, everything was peaceful.
I mean,
with that, right?
I mean, depends on where you went, man. Facebook was so toxic this weekend. How many people did you unfollow this weekend?
Yeah, I saw a few of my friends posting how many friends that, you know, unfollowed them, and
yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Thankfully, your friends don't know if you unfollow them, only if you unfriend them. So I still have the same amount of friends on Facebook.
See, I stay away from the political stuff on Facebook.
I can't stand it. Yeah.
I just kind of, I don't know.
Shout out to the Star Army member that just sent in the video of President Trump quoting Bain during the inauguration.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you see that?
I did see that.
I loved that so much.
See, did they text us?
Yeah, they texted us on the old live line there, 585 live, if you'd like to chime in on the live line this morning.
Yeah, let's see here.
I just got sent an article called Bain Creators.
"But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
We take Gotham from the corrupt and we give it back to you. The people."
He did. He quoted Bain. Oh my gosh.
Totally okay with that, man. Bain is our president. And that is awesome. You know, my wife actually just sent me this. The creators of Bain, the DC comic book character, writer Chuck Nixon and artist Graham Nolan, they weighed in on that viral moment. Is he like a Batman villain?
Mm.
In many ways, he is. So they talk about the similarities between Trump's speech and one Bane speech delivered by Tom Hardy, of course, in The Dark Knight Rises. And the moment went viral instantaneously. Dude, I had people sharing that on my Facebook page. I thought it was
Trump.
Dude, people got in touch with comic book writer Chuck Nixon and artist Graham Nolan, who are credited with co-creating Bane. Man, both comic creators actually voted for Trump and hope he will bring positive change to the country. They actually revealed their thoughts on the speech and speculated on what kind of a country President Bane would preside over. And it's definitely not pretty.
Ugh.
It's not pretty. So, yeah.
We got to hear it one more time.
"But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
We take Gotham from the corrupt, and we give it back to you, the people."
I love it.
Yeah, apparently he wrote his speech. Donald Trump, as they said, he was the one that wrote all of it. So,
yeah.
585 live. You can text into the show this morning. I love it when you guys send stuff like that.
Dude.
Did anybody do the Rickroll? Because you pointed out the Rickroll during the speech.
No one ever did it. I was shocked.
I'm
shocked.
It.
Yeah.
Did Donald
Liveline chimed in and said, marches all over the world. Hats off to Albuquerque for a peaceful march. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that happened.
Somebody else chimed in and said, I'm not a disgrace to women because I don't support the Women's March. I do not feel I am a second-class citizen because I am a woman. I do not feel my voice is not heard because I'm a woman. I do not feel I'm not provided with opportunities in this life or in America because I'm a woman. I do not feel that I don't have control of my body or choices because I'm a woman. I do not feel like I am not respected or undermined because I am a woman. I am a woman. I can make my own choices. I can speak and I can be heard. I can vote. I can work if I want. I control my body. I can defend myself. I can defend my family. There's nothing stopping me to do anything in this world but myself. I do not blame my circumstances or problems on anything other than my own choices, or even that sometimes in life we don't always get what we want. I take responsibility for myself. I'm a daughter, a sister, a friend. I'm not held back in life, but only by the walls I choose to not go over, which is a personal choice. Quit blaming. Take responsibility. If you want to speak, do so, but do not expect for me, a woman, to take you seriously wearing a pink vajayjay hat on your head and screaming profanities and bashing men. If you have beliefs and speak to me in a kind manner, I will listen. But do not expect me to change my beliefs to suit yours. Respect goes both ways. If you want to impress me, especially in regards to women, then speak on the real injustices and tragedies that affect women in foreign countries that don't have the opportunity or means to have their voices heard. Saudi Arabia, women can't drive, no rights, and must always be covered. China and India, infanticide. Yes, yes, I kind of got it right. Yeah. A baby girl's Afghanistan, unequal education rights. Democratic Republic of Congo, where rapes are brutal and women are left to die or HIV infected and left to care for children alone. Mali, where women cannot escape the torture of genital mutilation. Pakistan. Dude, it goes on and on and on. But I did think of those things, but as a man, it was like, I'm not allowed to say anything. Mm. This weekend, I just shut my mouth. I didn't say a single word on Facebook. But it was interesting because the one thing I did note for this march was the fact that a week ago, we had Greg Louganis on. He is a world-class. He is an Olympian, five-time medalist, and the most prolific diver in the history of the sport. He was going out there to march. He's a homosexual. He's HIV positive. He was all out for the protests. And when we interviewed him, we didn't have a time to get to this, but as I was preparing to talk to him about the march, there was a pro-life group that was actually kicked out of the march for their pro-life stance. And then you had people fighting all weekend about like, well, it wasn't just about abortion, yet the planners of the protest themselves said, we are pro-choice, and they kicked this group out of marching in Washington that were part of the crew. They were one of the like sponsors of this, you know, and then it was like, nope, sorry, you can't be a part of this. And so it was kind of interesting to me to see this march that was supposed to be about unity and bringing everybody together, excluding people.
Yeah.
So, gosh, what a weekend.
That stinks. See, that's not what it's about, you know? Mm-mm. It should be for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, love you guys. Love the show. Hey, so I had a female cousin of mine post something this weekend that was pretty profound amid all the garbage that was being posted. She said she was part of a women's march back in November of 30 million women that actually voted for Trump.
Wow.
Yeah.
30 million women?
Yeah, that's what they said. 30 million women voted for Trump.
Well, you know.
So, I mean, I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, man.
I mean, just to make your voice heard out there on Facebook is one thing amid all the...
yeah.
Yeah.
All the crap, but... Yeah. All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Was that an alternative fact, sir?
No, I mean... If you look at the numbers, didn't he receive like 69 million votes and Hillary received like 73 million or something like that? I mean, there were, so if you think about it statistically, it's very possible that 30 million would have voted for him.
Oh, we got a big show today. Friday, we forgot to do something.
Uh-oh. Oh, slow motion theater.
We forgot slow motion theater.
Yep.
So guess what we're doing this morning? Slow motion theater.
Yes, dude.
I forgot to write it down, and if I don't write it down, I forget. So I wrote it down. We'll do it this morning. Slow Motion Theater is back. That's where we slow down the show, and it's hilarious to listen
to. It's always a good time.
What else we got on the show this morning? We got some letters from The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, the artist, he sent us a letter?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not a big fan of that artist, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
He listens to the show, apparently.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you. By the way, so that I'm official in talking about these things, Hillary Clinton received 65 million votes. Donald Trump received 62.9 million votes.
Nailed it.
So,
thank you for
it's entirely that. Possible that 30 million of those were female.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The five dumbest things employees have done to get fired.
Oh.
Wait till you hear some of these things.
I feel like I could be on that list. I've got a pretty good one.
Maybe we'll spin it into a topic later.
Okay.
I have to kick off the show with this story because it's very odd and unusual. And, well, that's kind of what we do here on the show. We like to share stories that are weird and crazy, because that's what we are. We're a crazy, wacky morning show. This happened in South Dakota, Sioux Falls. They got an emergency call, the police did, from a mall earlier this month. There was a mysterious substance on the floor in one of the dressing rooms in a Yonkers department store.
Okay.
And people were freaking out. They thought it was gasoline or maybe even something worse.
Do you remember that episode of 24 where they were like going to put the blow?
Yes.
Yeah. In the mall.
Yeah. It was that Dude. Situation.
I saw a new trailer for 24 Legacy.
I know.
I'm losing my mind.
After the Super Bowl.
But I have a question. How is Tony Almeida alive? I swear he was
He was
gone.
In there?
Yeah.
I didn't He's see in the him new in the trailer.
What? He's in the new trailer.
Wait. Because he died?
But then he came back.
But then he died again, right?
Oh, he did?
Did
I
he?
Never finished watching 24. When he came back after they killed him, I was like, and I'm out.
I don't even remember.
Sorry, he's got a goatee now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Almeida. All right.
So 24 at the mall.
Yeah, 24 at the mall. There was a weird substance in one of the dressing rooms. People freaking out. They thought it was gasoline. So the cops came to check it out. And they quickly figured out it wasn't anything dangerous. It was just super gross. Apparently, someone had been trying on clothes in that dressing room, and they had trouble squeezing back into their leather pants.
Oh.
So they slathered on a bunch of lube to make it happen. They were trying to get their leather pants
you
back
said that
on.
No, like so nonchalantly, like as if that's just a thing. That's just a thing.
They used lube. They lubed up their legs so they could put on their leather pants.
I'm not a fan of the mall. But I did get this dope t-shirt at the mall this weekend. Ah! Look at that!
What'd that set you back?
I got a actually, I have really cool kids who saved their own money. And my son, Luke, wanted to go to the mall.
They bought you that?
And he bought a bunch of Stranger Things things. And they were having a sale at this store. That shall remain nameless, Hot Topic. And it was like, buy one, get one half off.
Wow.
So it was like a $10 shirt for me.
Jeez.
Okay,
back to the lube and the leather pants.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you ever worn leather pants?
No, yes.
Yeah? Yeah?
I wore them once for a Halloween costume. I was the crew.
Were they pretty tight?
They were pretty tight.
Yeah.
They were really, really tight. Really, really ridiculously hot. I was like, this was a bad idea.
Like you looked hot in them?
No. I mean, yeah, because I was the crow. But
did you have a hard time getting them on?
No, dude. I'm a skinny little dude.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but if they're
skinny
tight,
jeans look baggy on me.
Yeah. Gosh, people do weird things.
I just don't understand that. So that was their original pants, but then they took them off to try on other pants, and then they couldn't get their pants back on?
Yeah, it says they had trouble squeezing back into their leather pants. And he just happened to have some lube, so I'm guessing that's probably what he would do when...
This makes sense. Here's why. It was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's already really cold here, right? It's got to be colder in South Dakota. You go into the mall. You're wearing your leather pants. You go into the Gap because you're like... I'm going to do something different. I wear leather pants all the time. I'm going to try some normal pants on. But as you're wrangling pants on and off inside, your body's going to heat up because outside it's so cold. So like your skin's like super
if it's
tight,
sweaty.
Right. So then like your molecular structure's changing inside the mall as you're in the changing.
Yes.
That's why they call it the changing room, because your molecular structure is changing. So they took off the leather pants, and then as they're like doing calisthenics, trying to get all these other pants on, they're expanding. And then when they try to put them back on, so all they needed to do was go walk out into the cold in their boxers, and they could have put them back on.
Yeah, but that'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, because finding someone in a changing room with lube all over the floor isn't weird.
They didn't find that person and the lube. It was they found the strange substance on the floor, and they were freaking out over it. So they called police.
Wait.
There was
so
nobody there.
How did they know that somebody was trying to squeeze into leather pants?
That's a good question. I have no idea. No one was arrested for the stray lube. That's the report. I have no idea. Did they make that up? Were they interviewing the people there at the store?
Oh,
and they were like,
man,
I bet you anything, the guy was wearing leather pants. I bet you he was trying to get his leather pants back on.
Yeah, how do they know that? Unless there's actually cameras in changing rooms, like I've always assumed.
You know what? I'm Googling it. How do I get
How did it? South Dakota find the leather pants guy?
Tight leather pants.
Walk outside in your boxers. That's what you do.
1,000+ ideas about tight leather pants on Pinterest.
No,
okay.
That doesn't help you.
On tight leather
How
pants.
How do you get them back on?
How to get... Yeah, maybe that's... How to get my tight leather pants back on. Ah, what do I need to know before investing in a pair of leather pants?
Oh my gosh.
It's I really real want to life. Click on the extremely tight leather pants video for some reason. The 30 outfits that'll make you want a pair of leather pants.
No.
30 reasons. I'll do some research on this. I'll get back to you, Starmy.
I had to borrow like a motorcycle buddy's pants in order to even just have the costume for the crow because I didn't own leather pants. Whoa. Does anybody still own leather pants? Is that a thing?
You're a guy of the 90s, man. I'm surprised.
I got a leather jacket.
I know. You would look sweet in the new pair of leather. Other pants.
Booyah!
We gotta go to break. It is Monday. 585 Live. You can text the show 585-5483.
Oh,
big
man.
Show today. 23rd
Dude,
day of the year.
Yes. Like five different people on the live line chimed in and said, Ross from Friends. Do you remember that episode?
Yes. Did it flashback when they flashed back?
No, it was when he was trying to get the leather pants on. He's like smacking himself in the face because he had the paste that he was trying to. Oh my gosh. I love you, Friends.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. I hope we hear from Bill Peterson this morning.
Yeah.
Bill, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you because it was a big weekend for the Peterson family. I'd like to hear his thoughts on the inauguration.
Yeah.
Again, Slow Motion Theater is back. Headlines next, and we'll check traffic. Good morning.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump says he has a number of items on this month's agenda.
We're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and I think we're going to have a very good result for Mexico, for the United States, and for everybody involved. It's very important.
President Trump spoke on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but gave no details other than describing the call as very nice.
With the inauguration and the Women's March come and gone, the big cleanup is underway in Washington.
They're going through really with a fine-tooth comb and picking up what's left.
And what's left are some signs and some trash here and there, nothing the National Park Service hasn't seen before.
A surprise number one at the weekend box office.
Help me get out of here.
Split exceeds expectations, bringing in more than $40 million.
The National Weather Service is warning people in the southeast to prepare for a dangerous outbreak of tornadoes.
One current and one former Major League Baseball player died in separate car accidents. One was a Kansas City Royals pitcher, Yordando Ventura.
The 25-year-old pitcher died Sunday morning in a car wreck in his native Dominican Republic. Ventura played an important role in the Royals' back-to-back trips to the World Series. Randy Marte also died Sunday in a car wreck in the Dominican Republic. He played for both the Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians.
You don't
Good morning. Dex and Steve-O, it is 6:38 in the a.m.
High today of 55 degrees.
How are we looking this morning on the road?
Traffic!
Well, there is a lot of construction going on. Left lane is closed, Menal Boulevard East at Princeton. If you're going to be traveling on Central, you just need to know the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project is really limiting everything, starting with Central and University all the way down to 2nd Street. Deeper than that even, man. It's going, yo. Limiting you down to one lane in certain areas. No accidents to report this morning, which is great. Let's you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Beautiful. Slow motion theater this morning. Five dumbest things employees have done to get fired. Some letters. Also, what should be banned from posting about on Facebook?
Oh, man.
What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? I've even seen a few of my friends, well, a lot of my friends, post, I'm done with Facebook for about a week. I'll see you guys.
Yeah, I had a few friends leave Facebook after this weekend.
Yeah.
I just stay
away from the news feed right now. If it bothers you, just stay away from the news feed.
Yeah. I don't
read it.
I couldn't hang out on Facebook. It was eating my soul away over the weekend.
Isn't it funny how a lot of people, they have to read their news feed?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that you have to read everything?
Because
I'm not. I can easily...
It's not easy for me. If I jump on and I start scrolling, I can get sucked into that rabbit hole. So yeah. This weekend, I was intentionally steering away because I have a lot of friends on both sides of the aisle, and I wanted to keep them friends because I was getting just irritated over some of these like really hollow arguments I was seeing from both sides over the weekend that were just killing me.
Mm.
Some really terrible overgeneralizations.
Yeah.
It was really tough. It was really, really tough. So I actually didn't unfollow anybody this weekend. Just kind of proud of myself.
That's good. That's really good. Good job.
A couple of you guys came really close, though.
Oh.
Just, whew. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that coming up. Let's just jump straight into the news because I know we have a lot going on that happened this weekend with the inauguration, and I don't know where my news intro went. Where did it go? There it is.
A homeowner shoots a home invasion suspect right here in the Berkey. APD says a dude was killed by a homeowner after a suspected break-in. The incident occurred about 11:30 p.m. on the 21st in the 9500 block of Sunburst Road. They say the homeowner reported two suspects forced entry into the home where he confronted them. The police report says the homeowner reported the men who were armed at the time. He confronted them. He admitted to police that he fired a weapon at the suspects. When the police arrived, one of the suspects was found dead in the yard of the house, and the second suspect was no longer at the house. Homeowner has not been charged with the crime, but the investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to please contact the Albuquerque Police Department. What is happening?
Now, first off, it is very sad that this happened. Someone died.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tragic.
Secondly... Right to bear arms, man. Right to bear arms. You come in my house, I will shoot you.
You say that with like this rednecky like twang.
What are you talking about? You come in my house, I'll shoot you.
Yeah. You don't even have to say it with the twang. The fact of the matter is, absolutely.
This is exactly why.
Yeah.
We should be able to own guns.
Yeah.
Because if someone comes into your home.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And your family.
You're preaching to the choir, right?
Yeah,
now.
I get it. I'm just saying, the Starmie's with us too. I know most
I have
of you
three
are.
Three boys and a beautiful wife.
Right.
That I will protect.
Exactly.
At the cost of everything else.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I got you,
dog. Now, if you live in Australia, different story. You're not allowed to own a gun in Australia.
What about a big old Bowie knife and a dog?
How long?
I mean, like 23 inches. That's a sword.
They won't allow that.
Which, by the way, I made something this weekend that's going to help protect my family.
I can't wait for you to share it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to talk about it. But I think it's sad that this happened.
Oh, yeah. It's very tragic.
But I'm glad the family's okay.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, hopefully the word will spread to all these other dumb criminals out there. This is what's going to happen if you're going to break into someone's house.
And that's the thing, man. There's no reason to be breaking. You know what I mean? Like, you are intruding. You are breaking in. You are stepping onto property that is not yours with intent to steal or harm or...
Yeah.
And a homeowner, a human, you should have every right to protect.
Did you say in
home.
The story, did the homeowner see them have a weapon? Did they have a weapon on them?
He reported to the police that two suspects forced entry into his home where he confronted them. The homeowner reported the men were armed at the time he confronted them.
Man.
So he opened fire.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You're breaking into a home and you have a weapon. What were you expecting?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tragic because someone lost their life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second suspect no longer at the house. Seriously, guys, anyone with any information, please contact the Albuquerque Police Department. 242 COPS is the number.
They'll end up catching the guy. They always
do. Oh, yeah.
They always do.
Absolutely.
Somebody will rat him out.
Shout out to the Albuquerque Police Department, man. Those guys were rock stars over the weekend as well because of the march happening here in Albuquerque, and it was peaceful and some good civility happening in our Civic Plaza this weekend. In fact, I believe, didn't APD tweet it? I believe they tweeted about how it was amazing that it was peaceful over the weekend here in Albuquerque, especially considering the last time now President Trump was in Albuquerque. Do you remember the rioting that happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
really bad.
Yeah. Albuquerque Police Department on January 21st. Thank you to everyone who organized and attended the peaceful Women's March ABQ. Your professionalism is greatly appreciated.
That's what it's all about.
That was a tweet from the APD. And I love every second of that. You know, whether you agreed with the march or not, it was fantastic that our city was able to peacefully come together because they had the right to, and that our police department was
involved. I got the right to go downtown and march.
Okay.
I will march for my rights.
Okay. Yeah, bike officers were down there helping in case there were lost kiddos or if people needed direction. I mean, the police were down there, like, helping people along.
Good.
I just love everything about that. When our city comes together and can be peaceful like that, even if we didn't agree, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, fantastic. Liveline says, come in my house, brah. Okay. M. Night Shyamalan's Split was a surprise winner at the box office this weekend. New M. Night movie. It took in $40.2 million. It was expected to bring in about half that. And the big popcorn movie, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage, finished second with about $20 million. It was kind of in line with the projections. Hidden Figures was third. It's up to $84 million in its fifth week. And, so many people have been telling me about Hidden Figures.
What is that movie about?
Hidden Figures is about three women who worked for NASA when they were trying to get us to space in 1969. Yeah. Yes, dude.
Speaking of that, I had a dream over the weekend that I was an astronaut.
Really?
I had to clean off a satellite dish up in space, up in orbit. It was so weird and random. I was in space.
That's pretty cool, man.
And I was cleaning off a satellite dish. And I got a report on my walkie-talkie in space that said that I would be the new man that would have to come up every other month to clean the satellite dish.
I love that even in your dreams, you shortchange yourself. You're like, well, I was an astronaut. I was the janitor, but
janitor.
It wasn't even like your dream. Even in your dreams, you're like, I made it. I'm an astronaut janitor. I clean a satellite dish. I was a janitor in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I actually loved it.
How would it be in space?
I mean, I feel like...
Beautiful view.
You get so much time in your brain. You know what I mean? Like I had... Back then, they just had iPods. No iPhones. So I had like an iPod. I always had my earbuds in. I'd just be cleaning, you know, and like you're kind of left to your own devices. And
here's the hardest part about being an astronaut.
I loved it.
Can I tell you the hardest part about being an astronaut? There's a lot...
No gravity.
Well, that... Yes. Yes.
The food.
That goes along with it because I forgot to strap myself in. I forgot to clip my cord to the railing, and I started to drift off, and I had to use my little turbo thrusters to get back to the satellite dish. And I was all...
Yeah, some weird dreams, man.
Yeah. But then as I would, this is no joke. I'm not just making this up. This was my dream. And as I would scoop out the garbage from the satellite dish, all of the garbage would start floating away. So I'd have to like grab a cup and like try to get it in.
You have stressful dreams.
It was,
man.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I didn't watch anything that had anything to do with astronauts.
I want to know now. Like I want to, I guess you couldn't look up Sigmund Freud because he'd be like, what's an astronaut?
I was so weird.
Oh, man.
I was an astronaut. I've been to space.
Man. So here's something interesting as we talk about peaceful protesting. Again, shout out to the APD and the ladies of the ABQ. Burkay girls! You guys did a good job. And we also didn't hear interesting jargon like this. At Saturday's Women's March in D.C., Madonna talked about how she thought about blowing up the White House.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
What? Okay. Listen. Unless you're aliens from space in a movie called Independence Day.
I'm pretty sure Madonna's an alien from space.
Okay. I mean, that could be possible. I feel like that could be taken as like terroristic jargon that maybe...
Yeah, do you think they're looking into that?
You shouldn't say, yes, I have thought about blowing up the White House. How did she get away with saying that?
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity.
She's Madonna?
That doesn't mean anything to me. Because she's literally standing in front of these women, empowering them, right?
Mm.
Or men.
Yeah.
Because it was interesting because it was a women's march. And I saw a ton of dudes there holding signs. Was it because it was like
their
four women's rights and maybe it was
them?
Like husbands?
They made them go?
Yeah, right. Let's be honest. Never mind. I can't. Okay.
Yeah, we should just keep that.
Moving on. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, has crossed the $1 billion threshold worldwide.
That's cool.
$1 billion. That's insane to me. They hit the $1 billion global box office this weekend. They earned $7 million domestically over the 3 days of the weekend. Their total domestic gross climbed to $512 million.
For real?
Yeah, dude. The film opened on December 16th to rave reviews. It now holds a fresh Rotten Tomato score of 85%, so I want to go talk to the other 15% because I don't get it.
It's cool.
The movie was fantastic.
It was really good.
Speaking of milestones, Disney's Moana also hit a major milestone this week in the animated feature film. With, you know, The Rock, passed 500 million worldwide this weekend.
You saw that, right?
Absolutely, I saw it. You saw it?
No, I just said you loved it.
I did. It's one of my absolute favorites. I love the music because it's kind of classic Disney flick. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's the fourth consecutive Disney Animation Studio to reach this milestone following Frozen, Big Hero 6, and Zootopia. Domestically, the movie has earned $236 million. So $500 million worldwide for Moana. And The Rock said, what can I say except you're welcome?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome? You would know that song because you've never seen that movie.
You're welcome.
Nope, that's not it. One in three dads would take a pay cut to spend more time with their kids.
Wow.
I hope this is true.
I wish I could afford a pay cut, but then I might as well just be working at like Starbucks.
Here's the thing. I spend way too much time with my kids. So what if you're in that situation?
No, you need to work so your kids can have the basic necessities like food, clothing, and Wi-Fi speeds of at least 15 megabytes per second. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm at 12 right now. What's up with that?
But when you're off providing for them, do you kind of wish you were just at home with them? According to a new survey, half of fathers said they wish they had a less stressful job so they could spend more time taking care of the kids. And one in three would take a pay cut if it meant they could spend more time at home with their children.
See, I don't stress about the job.
Yeah.
There's no stress here. That's right. What I love about working here.
Love my job.
Working in radio has been such an amazing experience and job. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. It's been a dream.
The hours can make you crazy.
What is stressful is having kids. It is very stressful. I'm losing my hair. I'm going gray.
You don't have any more hair to lose,
man.
Oh,
my gosh. It is just so hard. But I love them no matter what.
Being a parent is very difficult, yes.
And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Dude, I'm wearing a really rag Magneto t-shirt because of Luke. Are you kidding me?
Luke!
Yay! He inspired me because he was like, I'm going to get some cool stuff at this store. And I'm like, well, the shirts are buy one, get one half off, so I'm going to go in on that bad boy. They had their own money. I had a really great weekend with my kids.
Good.
So
glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had fun at Landon's basketball game. The hooligans?
Yeah.
Would you call them the hooligans?
I mean,
how many of them play basketball? Most of them?
Nikki, Luke's best bud.
Okay.
He was on that team. I got a text yesterday saying, I'm pretty sure Dex's kid is across the court from our kids.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Prepare to face the hooligans.
It was such a good game.
Yeah.
It was one of the lowest scoring games.
I was going to say, wasn't it like 5-7 at halftime?
Yeah.
I kept getting updates. Not from you.
19-15, I think, was the final score.
Let me check the final score because I was getting text updates the whole time.
We were so evenly matched.
19-15. Wow. Yeah. Good job.
19-15.
Yeah. I know.
My son had 15 points. And he,
it was 3-2 after the first quarter. Yeah. Halftime. Your team was actually up.
Yeah.
7-5.
It was a really good game.
Really good game. 7-5.
Proud of both the teams. They all played great.
Really good game. 7-5. Halftime. Yeah. Was that really good defense or just
no, really good, offense? Really, really good defense.
Okay.
And I have to say, I'm not just bragging on my son because, you know, I'm his father, but Landon.
He shot the game-losing basket.
Defensive MVP of that game.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice.
Coach went up to him after the game and said,
he held him
honestly,
to 19.
I have not seen anyone play that good a defense in a long time. So, Landon, good job, buddy. You couldn't score to save your life, but your defense looked great.
See, exactly. That's it. You know, that's why there's five on the court, yo.
That's right.
You got to have your little AI scoring kid over and, you know, but you still need defense.
Hey, man.
Defense wins championships unless you lose 15-19.
We just didn't hit our free throws at the end of the game.
Oh. Did they do Hack-a-Shack?
Oh, my gosh. There was so many fouls. Hooligans, I tell you. Welcome to the program, Dex and Steve-O. It's Monday morning. We got a big show. We got slow motion theater coming up at 7:30. We forgot to do it on Friday.
We did.
Sorry about that. My fault. We'll talk about the five dumbest things employees have done to get fired. Some good news about heart surgery. Good morning, Starmy. We'll be right back. Civilian Skulls, Star 88. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Dex and Steve-O, 714.
High today at 54 degrees.
Talk to me. How are the roads? How are you looking?
Accident to report, Avenida de Cesar Chavez at Edith. That was reported at 6:58. No clue why I chose to go with pirate voice for that one, but started off normal and then went downhill from there. Ah, that's your look at traffic.
Thank you very much.
Traffic!
Thank you, sir. Oh, well, big show today. Slow Motion Theater at 7:30. Some emails to get to. Before we do anything, Bill Peterson is here, everybody.
Wow.
Bill Peterson!
Gentlemen.
How many times have you been in studio? I'm like trying to think. Have you ever actually been in studio?
One time, and I was here with Thebes and TJ.
That's right.
And I froze.
Yep.
You froze? Why'd you freeze?
I don't know. It was actually, we were doing a little contest, and TJ was feeding me answers, and I froze. I didn't respond to the questions.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I was terrified of the mic. And this mic smells like cheese, by the way.
I don't even know. That's Tam's mic.
Sam's mic.
Becca from Bear Canyon. Huh. I don't know.
That's weird.
I'm just kidding.
How do you feel right now?
It's probably my breath.
Do you feel okay? Mic. You feel all right? You feel comfortable? Great. It's probably because I'm here. You probably feel really comfortable right now.
You're very relaxing.
I have something for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We're going to make our country great again. We're going to be Peterson Talk. We're going to the morning invasion.
I am your voice.
Peterson Talk. We're going to the morning invasion.
I am your voice.
We will make America great again.
That's your intro.
Oh,
I made you a Bill Peterson intro.
That is a Bill Peterson intro.
Actually, I have.
Do you have goosebumps?
I have goosebumps.
You got the goosies?
The hair on my neck is standing.
I love it. I love it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was going for.
Oh man.
We wanted you to come in, not only to play that wonderful intro, but because it was a huge weekend. Friday, Donald Trump sworn in as the next president of the United States.
That's right.
How was this weekend for you? Because you have been a very open supporter of Donald Trump.
Yes.
Did you have chills throughout the weekend? Did you throw a huge party? What happened? What was the Peterson house like?
You know, first I want to say the best part of this weekend was seeing an average team like the Falcons beat a below average team like Green Bay.
Beautiful. Beautiful answer.
I'm so glad that's where you started because I hate talking politics. But I sure do love talking sports when I'm right.
Yep.
Not when I'm wrong, but I was talking to my boy, Stephen Christian, and he was like, no way, bro. Oh, my gosh. Aaron Rodgers is at his peak right now. He's the Hall of Famer, blah, 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 blah. And I said, Atlanta's going to surprise everybody.
Yeah.
Atlanta's NFC South, man. That's our division, man. That's the Bucs division. So I was rooting for them mostly so that they'll win a Super Bowl and disband, because that's usually what happens when you win a Super Bowl. It's like, we don't have to play all these people. We won the big one.
So my question is, if Green Bay is a below average team, what does that make Dallas?
They are definitely not a below average team. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers is definitely a future Hall of Famer. They are phenomenal. I think it just shows you how incredible Atlanta really is. Which, by the way, the first game of the season, Atlanta in the Georgia Dome, lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So when they win the Super Bowl, at least I can say that we beat the Super Bowl champs this year. So that's one good thing we did. Did Green Bay beat the Super Bowl? They didn't.
No.
They lost. Yeah. They lost badly.
Mm.
That was a...
It's a pretty...
That was a hugely...
Pretty
hugely
bad,
defeat.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I threw a whole monkey right
now. No. Okay. I loved every second of it.
Football and
loved
Donald
every
Trump.
Second of
Come
it.
On.
I don't want to talk Trump.
All right. Well, first off, the Peterson household isn't all in unison.
Oh,
yeah, no, they're a house divided.
Well, it's not a divided house. It's just my wife made it very clear that she's not 100% like I am. She hates all the hate. I mean, this was a bad weekend for Facebook.
Yeah. It was terrible.
No it was bad. In fact, there were times when I could hear her just, can you believe this? She would pull up. There were a lot of pictures of some really offensive things at the protests.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? How do you respond to that?
Well, you don't. That's it. That's absolutely what you don't do. I didn't respond to anything this weekend because there were also on the flip side, and I'm glad you weren't one of these, because I'm going to say this right now. As much as you joked on the air and you were an actual real life Trump guy, you weren't arrogant, because there were also on the flip side very arrogant people on Inauguration Day, like, middle finger, deal with it. He's your president. And I'm just like, gosh, you are not a gracious winner, and I hate you. You know, like,
right.
I did almost. I'll tell you what. I have never posted anything political in any way, shape, or form. But I have a good friend named Bill. Not you, actually.
Oh.
His name's Bill, and he lives in Chicago, and he works for Marvel. And I got to meet him at New York Comic Con, and he is not a pro-Trump guy. But he posted something over the weekend, and I was like, whoa, Higa. His name's Bill Higa. He said the truth, whether we like it or not. And it's a pie chart. Or it's not a pie chart. It's a chain of command, if you will. And it's like, is Donald Trump your president? Arrow down. Are you a U.S. citizen? No, Donald Trump is not your president. Yes. And then it's like, do you like him and did you vote for him? Yes. Yes, Donald Trump is your president. No, I hate him. Yes, Donald Trump is your president. You know, and it's like, whether we like it or not, like, he was sworn in and he is the president. And that was the one thing I was like, I want to share this, but I don't want to have to deal with anything. So instead of having to deal with back and forth on Facebook, I just didn't put anything.
There you go.
Imagine that.
So easy, right?
Even a fool is thought wise when kept silent.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I'll be honest. I did post and then I deleted.
Oh, really?
My conscience got to me. I'm like, you know, what am I doing? All I'm going to do is alienate myself toward the fringe friends.
Mm.
There was one person that I ended up deleting as a friend.
Yeah.
Just because of the things that person said that was really offensive, and I didn't want it on my wall.
Yeah.
So it was, you know,
It was a crazy weekend.
It was a crazy weekend, and all through this whole election, I have been called the worst.
Right.
I'm sure.
Absolute. Well, it all started when I went to the Trump rally here in Albuquerque. And
which was interesting, because you guys,
that was a turning point for me,
right? Because I remember hanging out with you and your boys, and they were very decidedly not, but everyone went. This is one thing I love about you Petersons, is everyone went with an open mind, not to be, hey, I'm here to rally around this guy that I love. It was whether it was Bernie Sanders in town or Trump in town, you guys were at them all. Like, I loved seeing Matt at, you know, it was like, I'm going to be here at all these because I want to see what everyone has to say so that I can vote my conscience.
We went to see Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
We went to every one of
them. Dude. And so it was, I respected that greatly. But I was also terrified for your safety because,
it was a little crazy coming out.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
But the things that I was called walking in, I mean, all I was doing was participating. I hadn't even proclaimed that I was behind Trump or anything. But I'm walking in and the obscenities hurled at me. I'm like, what did I do? You don't even know me. You don't know my life. You don't know, you know, my loves, the things that I despise. You don't know anything about me. And yet you've already classified me as this bigoted, racist person. I'm like, give me a break. Coming out, it was a whole different story. We're talking rioting in the streets.
Mm, yeah.
And we found our way to a parking garage and watched from, I think, the third floor and waited for it to calm down before we drove out. But
could have been a lot worse.
I wanted to hear him without any edits. I wanted to hear him unfiltered. And that was the turning point for me, to hear him live and without the media spin after what he said. It was the turning point for me.
Everybody should do that. Everybody should experience
and
that.
And that's the thing. And that's why I know a lot of people hate the fact that he uses Twitter. But I only have a problem with it because I'm getting it unfiltered straight from him.
I did think it was hilarious at the inauguration. Like, he's standing in front of, what was it, like 800,000 people? He's standing out there, and that was like one of the first things he says. So should I keep Twitter on? And I'm like, this is our president, guys. That's the, like, as he's addressing the nation, his first question is, should he keep Twitter?
What did you guys think?
I giggled, man.
What did you think of his speech, his inauguration speech?
I honestly liked it, but almost every inaugural speech I enjoy because it's It's what we want to hear.
Right. And I thought it was the same rhetoric he said over and over. I didn't hear anything new.
Yeah, there was like, nothing
you
new.
You literally said everything that you've said for months. Please don't be that politician because that's what politicians do. They repeat the same thing over and over and over again, but nothing gets done. So I don't care what he said. I want to see what he's going to do.
Well, there have been times when we hear an inauguration speech where it is softened from the campaign.
Yeah.
And the thing about Trump is nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing was softened. You're very
so far, as the first few days, he's done everything he said he's going to do. I think we need to give this guy time.
Absolutely.
Well, we need to do that with everybody. I mean, we did that with when I voted, you know, the last, what was this, my fifth election that I got to vote on. For every president, I don't care if it was W or Obama in the White House. It was like, this is our president, and what can we do to affect change here? Yeah. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
So I love to see, I did love to see friends on both sides on Saturday. I had friends at the Civic Plaza in Albuquerque marching with strong convictions, and I had friends at home on Facebook doing the opposite, and that's cool. It was cool to see the Albuquerque Police Department really handle it well. It was very peaceful, and I'm all for that because we should have that right to peacefully protest. I thought some of the things this weekend were insanity when you saw people taking ball peen hammers to Starbucks and Bank of America, and it's like, that's just anarchy.
What do you gain by doing that?
Right. You get jail time. That's actually what you get.
Yeah, that's true.
You gain jail time, and the opposing party gains a stronger base.
They really do. That's very, very, very true.
Every protest where it gets violent, Trump's base gets bigger and stronger. Yeah.
I know you wanted to go ahead and wrap up. We're going to talk about this. I have something next for you, but go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, how is it already? Well, we have 2 minutes till break. Mm.
There's a scripture that I wanted to reference, and it's Romans 13, 1 and 2. It's, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against God. I'm sorry. Is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment upon themselves. Now, that being said, if Trump were doing true human rights violations or promoting something,
it doesn't even have to be Trump. I know you're his guy, but any political leader.
I believe that God wants us to stand up for what's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the midwives who saved the babies when Farrell commanded that all the babies be killed. Mm. God bless the midwives for standing up against the authority.
Right.
There's special cases where we need to stand in the gap for the innocents.
Amen.
And but so far, I don't see Trump doing anything like that. Obama didn't do anything like that.
Right.
Even though he was my president, I respected the position of the office. Mm. Yeah. And I wasn't a fan of Clinton. I was a fan of Bush. And then my
I know where you side then.
No, I'm just saying, in my life, I've had 6-7 presidents. And the thing is that they're my president.
Yeah.
And that comes first. I respect the authority. And until I see them doing something that is violating human rights or violating God's principles, then I'll start to protest.
I love it.
But at this point, they're the governing authority over me, just like my bosses, just like my teachers when I was in school, my parents when I was a little kid. Mm. We all have governing authorities in our lives, and we need to submit to them.
Those are things that scare me, is when we see this culture right now rising up in a way that is detrimental, because there are definitely going to be times in our lives where we don't like a teacher, or we don't like a professor, or we don't agree with them, or we don't like a boss and we don't agree with them. But we can't throw tantrums. Like, it's one thing to state your case peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the end of the day, the boss is the boss. And boss is going to go, okay, well, I see that you need a raise or that you whatever. But unfortunately, right now, blah, blah, blah. And you can do one of two things. You can accept it because they are the authority placed above you. Or you can quit your job. You know? Like, those are your options. Right. You know? And so then you have to figure out, like, well, Lord, what do you have for me? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? But I think in this culture, if you don't like something, you just basically scream until you're blue in the face. And, man, I'm just hoping that my kids are raised better.
Bill, one more thing. I need you to hand me your Wolf Creek passes for a second. Do you have them?
Yeah, I put them in the pocket.
Hand them over here. Because right now, the only way you're going to get these tickets is if you play a round of fact or alternative fact presidential trivia.
You literally, okay. You can't right. do that. He right. actually legitimately won those.
For every one that you get right, I will hand you a Wolf Creek lift pass, okay? If you,
I won those fair and square.
Well,
a week
I don't
ago.
Know. I got them in my hand now. So
I was just coming by to pick them up because
we'll
we're going to go
win
this
them back.
Weekend.
You know what? You're going to have to win them back. All right. This is fact or alternative fact presidential quiz. Do you know what an alternative fact is?
How about you fill me in?
Because this is
going to be something you made up.
No, it is not. This happened over the weekend. President Trump tells the CIA that the media lied about the crowd size because. He was saying that there was over. Let's play the clip. Let's see what he
says. It looked like 1.5 million people. Whatever it was. But it went all the way back to the Washington.
Yeah, there wasn't 1.5 million people. How many people were there, Steve-O?
I said about 800,000.
800,000. So that is an alternative fact. It's an exaggeration of a fact.
Oh, you mean a lie? It's just
well, some
a lie.
Of those
okay,
women.
You so could say it's a lie.
Some of those women were pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Get out.
Here's your first one, Bill.
Uh-oh.
Fact or alternative fact? Woodrow Wilson is featured on the $100,000 bill.
Why are you asking a man from Detroit about a $100,000 bill?
Yeah, right.
Fact or alternative
You're asking a dude
fact.
From Michigan about a $100,000 bill.
I would say that's fake news. Alternative fact.
I'm sorry, that is a fact.
Yeah. Fail.
We have a $100,000 bill.
Yes, we do.
We actually do, yeah.
We have $1 million bill.
TJ, where are you? I need your backup.
He does stupid news like this all the time. So.
Here we go.
I actually knew that.
So far, you're not getting these.
Oh, my gosh. You can't take those hostage. You now are stealing. Okay. You are.
No, I'm not stealing at all.
I'm going to be Googling.
Right all right. James Madison was the first president to wear long pants. Fact or alternative fact?
Oh, okay. Long pants. Well, they did wear knickers.
Yeah, so?
So, I would say that's fact.
Yes, wow. There's one. You got one. It's just you going so far.
I say we all go back to knickers.
You know what?
It's
I
too cold
that.
For knickers, man.
I wouldn't mind that. All right, here we go. You got to get, you got one more lift pass here. Let's see if you can get him.
I will fight you.
Lyndon Johnson needed extra space. Okay, I can't do that one. Hold on. John Quincy Adams was the first. Okay, can't do that one either. Hold on a second.
Why are you
okay,
filtering?
Here we go. Andrew Jackson was the first president to kill someone in a duel. Fact or alternative fact?
Man.
It was Alexander Hamilton and John Burr that had a duel.
Or one of them.
Jackson.
What do you think?
I'm going to say alternative fact.
Bill? You chose wisely.
Yeah! Here you go, buddy!
Good job, man.
Wow.
I knew it was Burr and Hamilton.
I was hoping to take those myself, but...
You don't snowboard.
Sure I do.
You don't leave Albuquerque.
That's true.
Yeah.
Bill, this is for you.
They'll be the scent of the morning nation. They'll be the scent of the morning in England.
Beautiful!
How early did you get up?
So early! So early, Bill. We love you, man.
I love you guys, too.
All right. We'll be right back, Starmie.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump says he has a number of items on this month's agenda.
We're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and I think we're going to have a very good result for Mexico, for the United States, and for everybody involved. It's very important.
President Trump spoke on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but gave no details other than describing the call as very nice.
With the inauguration and the Women's March come and gone, the big cleanup is underway in Washington.
They're going through really with a fine-tooth comb and picking up what's left.
And what's left are some signs and some trash here and there, nothing the National Park Service hasn't seen before.
A surprise number one at the weekend box office.
Help me get out of here.
Split. exceeds expectations, bringing in more than $40 million.
The National Weather Service is warning people in the southeast to prepare for a dangerous outbreak of tornadoes.
One current and one former Major League Baseball player died in separate car accidents. One was a Kansas City Royals pitcher, Yordando Ventura.
The 25-year-old pitcher died Sunday morning in a car wreck in his native Dominican Republic. Ventura played an important role in the Royals' back-to-back trips to the World Series. Randy Marte also died Sunday in a car wreck in the Dominican Republic. He played for both the Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians.
What's wrong with your voice, buddy? Are you okay? Good morning. 7:40.
The high keeps going down, guys. 54 degrees. Little chilly outside.
Little chill, chill.
Avenida de Cesar Chavez at Edith, there's an accident reported this morning. It's a little slow going in that area, and unfortunately, it looks like there's also been an accident on Paseo del Norte east at Jefferson. So, of course, Paseo is slow going just when you need to get to work. So be careful. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up, little topic, what should be banned from posting about on Facebook? That's our life right now. No matter what, the majority of you out there are on Facebook. It's just that's the world we live in now. We know a few of you. You stay away from it. That's fine. But if you go to if you jump on Facebook right now, it's of course all about Trump bashing, or you know they're praising Trump. I mean, it's just very political and nasty, and many people are losing friends. If you could ban something from being posted, what would it be? 585 Live. You can text in or call us at 338-3700. But before we do anything else.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
We forgot to do it on Friday.
We really did.
Such a horrible, horrible captain. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I mean, I forgive you.
Where were you, man? You're my goose. Why didn't you remind me, man?
Friday was pretty cray-cray. We had not just Amy, but that's we had true. Beck in from true. Bear Canyon. We had Sam true. Swan in. It was just...
I know.
I was thinking about the weekend.
I know. All right. Slow motion theater. We take clips from the show. We slow them down half speed, and it's hilarious. And by the way, if you would like to request something to be on during Slow Motion Theater, just let us know. Text in, email us. We get a lot of requests, so it makes it easier for me, and then I don't have to go through all this stuff and figure out what would be funny. We had a fight last week.
Oh, no.
We had our first fight on the air. That might be an alternative fact, but I slowed it down. Write that down, Steve-O.
No.
Write that down as a bit we're going to do.
I don't want to.
Here's a pen. Write it down.
No, I'm not going
to. I need you to just write that down.
Yeah, I know, but I don't
can't
want
go to break
to because,
until you write it down.
Well, I just don't think it'd be listen, smart of us. Like,
why don't,
supposed to be on the
why
same
don't
page.
You listen to me when I tell you to
oh,
write
man.
Something down?
Because we're supposed, to be like, on, we're supposed to be on the same page, and if I don't agree with something, I'm not going to do it.
No. Write it down.
It's called integrity.
Okay.
Like, I refuse to break at that. So
I can't work like this.
Yeah, well, I don't
this
care.
Atmosphere.
I'm not going to write it down because I think it's a stupid idea.
Oh, man, so uncomfortable.
So something like that.
Was that good?
How
Sam?
Did that work?
we were just trying to set up a fake fight.
We did a really good job.
We did.
I was really uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
Gosh.
I've had a lot of practice with Buck.
Liveline's already super stoked.
Slow motion theater!
Oh my gosh, it's back. I thought it might be fun to slow-mo the time I stole your car.
I'm actually in the car.
Yeah! Dexter, Dad, listen to me. I promise you it's not going to be okay.
I can hear my car in the background.
It's going to go very poorly in this situation.
Hold on.
Really.
Hold on. I'm trying to shit. Hold on.
You were like grinding the gears.
It got stuck.
Why do you insist on airing this again?
Never.
Wait.
No.
You can't.
No! Get out of here! He's running at me! No! Oh my God! He's grinding!
It's Teo!
He's seriously chasing after me right now!
Well, just...
I'm serious! Get out of my car!
Oh my God!
Get away from the vehicle, you weirdo! Get away, weirdo!
Oh my gosh, that's so freaking funny.
Yeah.
That is just great.
That was really, really good.
Love it.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Write that down, Steve. Now, write that down as a bit we're going to do.
So great. Thank you. Send us a request. All right, topic. What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? If you could ban something, Steve-O, what would it be?
Oh, man.
Think about that. I mean, you have one power, and your power is to ban
something.
Yeah. Something that's, people love to post about. What would it be?
Oh, gosh. We have a few people chiming in on the live line to thankfully give me a moment to
think about
how I want to answer this question.
585-LIVE, 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700.
Somebody said I would ban selfies.
Yeah?
I would ban selfies.
But I kind of enjoy a selfie because there can be some funny selfies.
Yeah.
The ones when they're very serious and they're trying to strike the pose, I think those are hilarious. And I love them.
See? Somebody else said ban the duck face.
The duck face.
Thieves chimed in and said ban all cats from Facebook unless they are dying.
Man, that's...
Gosh.
I don't know.
Harsh.
How about that?
Man, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We live in Merca.
Merca.
Place where we can say just about anything we want to say. This weekend... A pop star at a women's march said she thought about blowing up the White House.
Yes, I'm angry.
Oh, Madonna.
Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Okay. Wow. Madonna.
Okay.
What would I ban? I would love to ban. Okay. I'm like actually currently somebody on the live line. It's amazing how this is happening in real time. Sent us a thing and said, hey man, earlier we were talking to Bill and they said something about the Trump administration and something that someone in the administration did and how they led an armed march against the Jews. And my immediate question was, do you have a source for that?
Good.
Right? Like, whoa, because that's a big thing. Like, wow, do you have a source? And then I was like, well, just Google this, look this up. And then they just sent me a thing, so I need to go look and fact check it. Okay. But if there's one thing that makes me crazier than anything, it's when people get up in arms and lose their mind, and then they cite this source. And you go to the source and it's either A, satirical, because I've seen that before. And it's like, oh gosh, guys, that's a satirical website. B, it's some crazy right or left wing nut job website that's not factual, right? And even if it is like a news outlet, you still want to try and find, guys, you got to try and find two sources. You know what I mean? Like, well, the Washington Post said this,
But then all of a sudden, 6 hours later, they're having to retract because so you always want to find multiple sources, reputable sources, so that you can confirm it. So if there's one thing I very much dislike, I shouldn't say something I'd love to ban because we do have freedom of speech here. We can say just Madonna said the dumbest thing this weekend. And it's like, how is she not in trouble? She mentioned wanting to blow up the White House.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't say stuff like that.
Yeah. If you say something like that, you'll probably be investigated.
It's like mentioning a bomb at the airport. Mm. You can't say that. Yeah. You know, like there's just things you shouldn't say when you're in front of a million people who are already like heightened because of the political climate and you're talking about blowing up the White House. I just feel like that's not smart.
Right.
But just any false news, fake things, just because you're wanting to push an agenda or push something or like make a point. I've seen too many people posting from questionable sources like, no, guys, I can back it up. It's like, well,
apparently, and I haven't really looked into it too much, but apparently Facebook is working on a way to deal with fake news. Like right now, they have something that they're working on, that some algorithm, something that they're going to put in place. And I think they're kicking it off in Germany is what I heard first, Facebook in Germany.
Okay.
Just to try it out. But it's supposed to stop all the fake news.
That would be interesting.
Right?
Oh, I would love that. But the question then becomes this. You start banning certain publications, certain things, saying, well, this is fake news, this is fake news. What in turn makes it fake news? Because when now President Trump was talking to the press, he refused to speak to CNN and called them fake news, right? So who in turn gets to decide what fake news is? Because CNN, as much as he disagrees with them, is not fake news. Mm. As much as a lot of people who listen probably disagree with them, that's not a fake news outlet.
Yeah.
It's CNN. And so to start saying, well, we're going to ban this, ban this, ban this. That's why we have to allow it. Why we have to allow, yes, the stupids, because of that freedom of speech. Because if we start banning certain things, how long before Christianity becomes like, oh, well, this is hate speech. You can't say that someone's going to burn in hell because of blah, blah, blah. It was like, oh, this is scripture. Scripture says this. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the Bible because, you know, it's saying some things that you can't say. It's like, well, God said this.
Right. What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? I loved this one. I think we should talk about this on Friday with Sam. I would ban the share this and God will bless you with money. How many times have you gotten a message on Facebook or you got tagged from somebody that you know? Usually it's your parents.
Oh, yeah.
You have to send this to 10 people right now and God will bless you with money.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said, ban all the forward this meme if you love Jesus or the pics of Jesus that say, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my father. Repost if you love Jesus.
I'm sorry, but those are so ridiculous.
Yeah. Those make me crazy too.
Especially the money ones. Okay. What happens when you share that?
Forward this and Jesus will bless you.
And
you don't get that check in the mail.
That.
You don't get
that.
Then you blame it on Jesus.
Right.
You're like, well, I forwarded the Facebook meme.
I forwarded it to 10 people.
I don't understand why he wouldn't bless my life. It's all lies.
Guys got to stop sharing stuff like that.
Yeah,
that is not okay.
Man, South Dakota just chimed in and said, once you start interfering with free expression, you will always use that to bend information toward your own perspective. It's quite true. Someone said freedom of speech does not cover Madonna's statement. Classic understanding of the First Amendment is that you can't shout. I think you mean basic understanding. Basic understanding of the First Amendment is you cannot shout fire in a crowded theater without consequences. Just like saying blowing up the White House while leading a march in Washington. You can't. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, I'm with you. I definitely understand what you're saying. And I agree with what you're saying. Because somebody else then said, ban all negative things.
Well, yeah, that, you know what? Anything negative, gone. Ban.
No, dude. You can't ban all negative
things.
Sure
I can.
No,
it's my power. I will ban anything negative.
Define negativity.
You.
Yeah?
You're being negative right now.
Okay. You sound like a child.
What?
You sound like a child. I'm not being negative, but there are certain rules, okay?
You'd be banned so quick right now.
If you
want
to live in this house, there are certain things you have to abide by.
What?
Okay? You're banning that because I'm being negative?
You're being negative.
Okay. I'm not being negative. I'm just telling you, son, sometimes there are consequences to your actions, okay? I can't ban all negative things.
What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? That is the question. What would it be? What would you like to see gone from Facebook?
Somebody said Dex's superhero name would be The Band Man.
You know it would be.
Gosh.
You know it would be.
Yo, yo, no.
No, no. No. Somebody said, Lord, yes. Banning all the, you know, repost Jesus stuff. Also, the clickbait. All other clickbait.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think everybody...
Does that fall under false news? Because it's like, you would not believe what so-and-so, you know.
Oh, man, I totally got hit with the clickbait over the weekend. It was Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. And it was, watch Shaquille O'Neal take out Charles Barkley on live TV. And it was, what? Clicked on it? And it was the dumbest video of Shaq, like somebody threw a football to Charles Barkley, he caught it, and Shaquille just gently tackled him to the ground. It was just like a fun, oh, I'm going to take you to the ground. It was, I was wanting to see Shaquille O'Neal just lay out Charles Barkley, just this huge tackle. Clickbait, man.
Speaking of clickbait, I just went down the rabbit hole because a Star member just chimed in and said, Steve-O, CNN actually has a paid position for fake news. To which I immediately Googled because I'm like, awesome. I would love to see any information on how that is a thing.
And but you know, CNN, of course, has shared fake stories.
Well, according to Amber Lyon, CNN is routinely paid by blah, 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 blah. There's one outlet that is saying that a CNN journalist says that the government pays us to issue fake news, and it's this shocking expose from a website that I don't even know if it's real.
It doesn't look real.
It doesn't, and there's no other source to cite on this. That's why I say you gotta have multiple sources. Because if it's real, then it'd be like, wow, that's crazy. That's really interesting. I personally could not find anything. What do I
know? Are you saying that CNN's never shared fake news?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Okay. I'm saying that to state that they have a paid position to create fake news, that's a big statement. So you got to have like some source, some facts.
That's true.
But that's part of the problem. You don't have to anymore. You can just say whatever you want on Facebook, and if enough people like it and agree with you, they start sharing it. Now, here's an interesting one. Cruz has just chimed in and said, what about this? Get rid of the drug pictures. That I can agree with. Because that's illegal. Like people posting pictures of their weed. Yeah, man. Yeah. You're like, are you high right now? Because that's illegal. And you just posted that to the internet. Like, what is
that's
wrong
with
you?
That's how a lot of criminals get caught. So I don't think they should ban it. What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? 585 Live. You can text into the show. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. Paper Route, Balconies, Star 88, Dex and Steve-O, good morning.
Yeah, girl.
804.
High today of 54 degrees.
Oh, traffic.
Well, Paseo, it's not looking good for you on this moon day. Disabled vehicle, the center lane is blocked. Paseo del Norte East at 4th Street. There's also an accident reported. Paseo del Norte East at Jefferson. So if you're even considering traveling east on Paseo, just make your way to Montaño. I mean, I don't even know. It's so backed up there. I-40 eastbound is getting pretty backed up, probably from people deciding not to take Paseo. Thankfully, those are the only accidents to report. Not thankfully, they are both on the same street. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thanks, bro. What should be banned from posting about on Facebook? 585 Live, a lot of people chiming in.
Well, after this weekend, I think everybody's like, oh, dude, I got this.
I got it.
This weekend was crazy. Yeah. I hated Facebook this weekend.
Well, throughout the whole...
I stayed off mostly.
Throughout the whole political season, it's been rough.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I tend not to chime in one way or the other. Somebody said, I would ban the ability to ban things.
No. That's not that you're not playing. Listen. Just play along.
I know.
It's not real.
Somebody said, don't forget Facebook is a private company, not the government. If they want to ban things from their website, they can actually, freedom of speech or not. So keep that in mind, guys. Somebody said, we all benefit from freedom of speech, but you're asking a fantasy question. So I would ban people who are paid to pretend to be someone else.
Thank you.
Like celebrities for making political statements. Mm. People bashing personal relationships, whether romantic or friends. Yeah, that's not cool. Somebody had a question. They want to know if a car that is recalled is called a bandwagon.
Okay.
A bandwagon.
Yikes.
Okay. Ban all relationship drama. I think people air out their most personal problems with their spouse over Facebook.
Ban airing
That's a good one.
Your dirty laundry
That's
on
a good
Facebook.
One.
Stop that.
Yeah. Santa Fe chimed in and said, I don't think we should ban anything from Facebook. I think people make up their own minds even if they want to look at Facebook. But be aware, if you look on Facebook, 90% of that is, it's false. That's what they
say. False.
Can't say the word they used. I can't even say what it rhymes with. Ban turtles.
I like turtles.
Unless they're ninjas, I don't want to see them. Wow, okay. Someone taking a hard stance.
What's wrong with turtles?
Turtles,
man?
I don't know. Someone else doesn't like trolls. They want to ban trolls.
I like turtles.
Okay. Ban romantic escapade stories and images. I toned down the word.
Huh.
Nobody needs to see it or do it. This means you too, Kim K. Yeah. Yeah, that's a little odd to me. It's like, whatever happened to, like, not kissing and telling? Nowadays is like, check us out. Post-workout.
Yeah.
I'm like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody else said I should have banned myself from Facebook. I feel like a dummy got roped into a conversation, and now I feel dumb. Oh, man. Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
We've all been there.
Yes, we have. Over this weekend, there were about 17 conversations I almost interjected into, and thankfully, something just took over. Maybe it was discernment that just said, don't do this.
Many times I probably spent 10, 15, 20 minutes writing something out.
Yeah.
Only to delete it.
Yep. You know what? But at least maybe there's something to be said about that because you had the opportunity to get it off your chest.
Yeah. It felt good that I actually wrote it out.
And then it was done.
Because usually it's when we are fired up and we're angry. That's when we end up making those stupid decisions. We end up saying things that we regret. So if you can take a couple steps back and calm down and then come back and revisit it, you usually will, you'll think, man, I'm so glad I did not engage in that.
Because then people have to chime in on the live line on Star 88 and say, I want to ban people awkwardly arguing about family problems in the comments of an obscure Facebook status. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Somebody else said, shout out to Tristan. Okay.
Shut it down.
Someone wants to ban Bill Peterson.
What?
Okay.
Why Bill? I mean, I got him an intro and everything.
Somebody else said, I don't do Facebook, but we were just fine before Facebook. Let's get rid of it all.
Yeah, it'd kind of be weird. How weird would it be if
we didn't have social media?
If we just decided.
Awesome.
The government came in and said, no more social media.
It's ruining everything.
It's ruining our lives.
Go outside. Maybe read a book. I don't know. Take your friend to lunch. See how they're actually doing in real life. Yeah. That'd be legit.
Do you think people would go crazy?
They wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, they would. Be unbelievable.
Somebody else said, ban complaining. I have a Facebook friend who constantly says when they have a headache or if they're sick, it's quite annoying.
A headache.
I wholeheartedly agree with this one. If I could give you a gift, I'd give you a turtle. But they said, seriously, though, ban spoilers. I've tried to stay away from all social media and everything over the weekend, not just because of all the, like, March/Trump stuff, but because of
Split.
Movies that have come out and I don't want them ruined.
Let me tell you.
If you did, I'm telling you right now, I would have to fight you quite possibly to the death.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice.
I don't like spoilers. I think it's very rude. I think that I care about cinema. I love movies. And I don't like it when, obviously, like the director, the writers, they create something with an intended purpose. Mm. So they go, hey, this is a film we've created and there's a buildup. They want you to get to a point so then they can throw out that twist or they can do whatever it is they're going to do. And if someone comes along and ruins that for you, it really, to me, it ruins the experience.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
No,
let's
don't do this. No.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away. All right. And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Split came out this weekend.
I will fight you.
And here's what happened at the end of the movie. All of the different personalities actually came out of the man, the character who played Split.
Okay.
They all came out.
They all came, like, they came out?
Yes,
like
out of this body.
All people.
You had Nelson.
Okay.
You had
Gunther.
Thershawn. You had Trent. You had Lathonda. You had how many personalities?
I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. Do not ruin
eight
this.
Personalities. Lester was there. Carl.
Okay.
And Justin.
Dude, I really think it's like people will spoil things because they think it's funnier. I get so frustrated. It's like, come on, man. You seriously didn't need to do that. I do think there are a time limit on spoilers. Like, if you still haven't seen the first Matrix movie, you know, and we start talking about it, you're like, dude, I haven't seen it yet. It's like, well, it's been out since like 98.
But I'm not done ruining it yet.
Dude.
What happens at the ending of Split will blow your mind because they left the house. The hostages left the house.
Huh?
And once they walked out the door, they were in a village full of people wearing weird costumes.
What? Isn't that the end of the village?
What?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
What?
What?
Did you spoil
we'll give them away,
it?
All right. And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
We already did. Gotta ruin it, man. Gotta ruin it.
Tempe, Arizona just chimed and said, that time when Dex ruined a TV show for Steve-O on their YouTube channel still makes me laugh.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hello.
Oh, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
It's David Myers.
David,
talk to me!
David, listen to me. You're one of the people I'm staying away from on social media right now. Don't do this to me.
Fan of the village. You love
Why
you.
Why are you staying away from me?
Because you saw Split. And I don't want to know.
Do it,
Dave. I'm not going to tell you, so here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
You are picking me up for my birthday and taking me to see it.
Hey, did Dex text you this weekend on your actual birthday and say happy birthday to you?
He sure did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. What do you have to say about
it? Okay. I was going to say,
because
on Saturday, on his actual birthday, I texted him bright and early.
Did you?
Yeah. I think I still Facebooked, but I made sure that in real life I also hit him up.
Does it really? You're at the age now, Dave. You're basically our age. I mean, right? We're 38.
No, 33. I enjoy my birthday still.
Oh. Wait, how old are you?
27.
How old are you? Seriously?
34.
31. 2 years old.
You liar!
I agree with you.
You're such a liar.
No, we're the same age.
You really do care of people? Because I'm sorry. I just kind of figured you didn't really care.
I care.
No, I care, and I noticed.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't worry.
Did you notice it was bright and early, and it was before I even got on social media, and then I immediately went on social media and said, happy birthday.
Oh,
I knew.
Very sweet of you.
I just think the Facebook birthday thing is ridiculous.
Here's the deal, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You need to go see this, like, soon, otherwise someone will ruin it for you.
And I know.
You really don't want this ruined. The ending is incredible.
I didn't ruin it?
No. No, you tried.
No, you didn't. No. You tried.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it the typical
stupid? Just stop it. Just stop talking. Stop talking right now.
Whatever.
It's amazing. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, okay. You loved the village.
Can't wait to see it. That's because it's a beautiful love story.
Get out of here.
The Village is the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, I mean,
shut it down.
It's pretty phenomenal.
It's not
incredible. And, that's wrong. Those who don't like it, they don't understand it.
They just don't get it.
Wrong.
Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard and Joaquin Phoenix, Greatest Love Story. It's the best.
This is the wrong number. Don't call here again.
It's amazing.
David, so, I will go see that with you.
All right. Let's do it.
But you're like busy fighting fires.
I know.
Okay. Well.
But I'm not busy tomorrow.
Oh, yay! Snap! Okay. Even firefighters have to take a day off.
That's right, man. That's right. Thank you, Dave.
True.
Yes, dude. Happy birthday, buddy. Love you, man.
Bro.
Thanks, man. Love you, too.
David Myers.
David Myers. Firefighter Dave.
I'm so worried. But did you see what happened there? He already seen the movie and he knows the ending. And he was like, I can't wait to see it with you. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I had multiple friends over the weekend actually text me and say, dude, specifically for you, this is your jam. I wish I could see your face when you see this movie. Because I'm one of the 17 people left that actually enjoys M. Night Shyamalan.
Do we go off the air?
We're on the air.
Okay.
So unfortunately, our like reception is really bad.
Oh.
It's poor.
Somebody hit us up and said, I hope you guys are alive and well. I can hear static.
Oh, good. Wait, static? Like it's back?
No, like static. You know, like...
Great.
But we have an app, remember. You guys download the app if you can hear me through the static. Star 88FM on the App Store.
Yeah.
You can stream it right there on your phone.
This is the app.
Star 88.fm. Go there to the website. No static there.
Okay.
What should be banned from posting about on Facebook is the topic we've thrown out to you guys. We've gotten some good things.
We really have.
This for fun.
Okay. Shout out to Portland, who just chimed in. Listen to me, Portland. This text you just sent in is the actual reason I hate spoilers. Back in the day, there was a film, and if you haven't seen it yet, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Rocky.
So tune out now. It was called Fight Club.
Fight Club.
I was working at a little place called Blockbuster Video.
What's in the box?
They don't exist anymore.
What's in the box?
And somebody came in and we were talking Brad Pitt. I'm like, dude, I love Brad Pitt. I cannot wait to see his brand new movie, Fight Club.
Oh, wait, that's seven. Never mind.
And he in turn says, oh my gosh, dude, I saw it last night. It's crazy. So get this. Turns out, and then spoils the ending of Fight Club for me. And to this day, I hate that movie.
And you hate that person.
Eh, I don't hate humans, but I never cared about the movie. And everybody's like, dude, you're crazy. That movie's awesome. I'm like,
don't do that.
Pass. Didn't love it.
Yeah.
And it was because I went in there like angry and just like,
that's
and everything
movie
was ruined.
I can
and it
see
was
that.
Like, I don't care about this movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, I didn't have your experience. Hated this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was stupid. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
That's okay.
Thanks. What was his name?
Thanks, Marshall.
Put him on blast.
Marshall?
Yeah, his name's Marshall from Blockbuster. No, dude, Portland just chimed in.
Oh.
His name is Portland, but he also goes by Marshall. And he's the coolest! Actually, Marshall's going to be on the show on Friday. And hopefully I don't have to put you on blast.
Yeah, guys, coming up, do you want to wait to share all the details?
We can wait to share the details,
yeah,
but
we'll
here's
wait
the
till
thing.
Friday.
Last week, we on the show, we talked to this amazing lady, Kara, who decided to build her own home by watching YouTube videos. And that inspired Dexter and myself, and we're like, we're going to learn a new skill. We're going to do something, and we're going to do it by watching YouTube videos. Well, you decided to take up guitar playing. It's coming along.
It's coming along.
Is it?
I'm dabbling.
Is it really, though?
I don't know if my guitar is tuned correctly.
You know, you can actually get like a free app. I'm
going to
have to show you like a free app that you can...
How do I use that?
Yeah, it's easy.
Do I have to know how to play guitar?
Yeah, E-A-D-G-B-E. Like, just write that down.
Okay. I'm learning that, yeah.
Those are the strings, okay? Low E, high E. Okay, that's what you need them to be in tune to. And then you're going to learn to play guitar.
Okay.
Unless you're like Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls. And you're like, this one's going to be F sharp. I'm going to tune this one weird.
Why did you have to say Goo Goo Dolls, Johnny? Because I'm learning name from Goo Goo Dolls.
No, you're not. Shut
and
your
I
mouth.
And I won't tell him your name.
Okay, that's...
It's gonna
because
be
they really tune funny, like all of their songs. You can't just play a Goo Goo Dolls song. You're like, hold on, I got to retune. You're learning how to play a song on the guitar. And I am learning how to be a true blacksmith. I got sent these videos. It's called Marshall Knows Stuff, and he seriously creates things. Like, I don't know.
He's a forgester.
Viking axes.
You call him a forgester?
A forgester?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure blacksmith. He forges in the smithing of the black arts.
What up, dog?
Yeah.
That's, I can't wait.
It's going to be on the show Friday. Because one of us may have already done our homework assignment.
I'll be performing a lovely tune for the first time. I'm learning to play guitar.
And I won't tell him your name. If I think it's terrible, I'm going to cut your strings with my...
That's my grandpa's guitar.
Sweet Viking knife.
My grandpa died.
That I'm creating.
You can't do that.
Maybe I've already created it. Maybe you'll be able to watch the YouTube video soon on this amazing YouTube channel, Marshall Knows Stuff.
Marshall Knows Stuff.
Who knows?
That sounds like a cool...
I collaborate.
That sounds like an HGTV show.
I dabble.
Marshall Knows Stuff.
Yeah.
I like that.
Somebody just chimed in and said, I love the segment. Please give everything away. Dex, ruin more movies.
What do you want me to ruin, man?
Well, somebody else said people who spoil because they, quote, read the book are the worst. And I have to be honest, I don't ruin the ending, but I've read a few books in my day. And usually I'm the guy that walks out of theater like, well,
this is what happens.
Actually, in the book, I don't know if you've read it. It's a really amazing involved book called The Walking Dead. It's got a lot of pictures. It's very different. Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody just chimed in and said, see, Signs got spoiled for me. I still have never seen it. That bums me out.
How did you get Signs ruined? I mean, I don't get it.
What?
What?
We're not going to ruin the ending of Signs. I see what you're trying to do, and I refuse to ruin
serious,
it.
I'm serious, though.
It's a good movie.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Signs is a very important movie you need to collect for your DVD VHS collection. Stars Mel Gibson. Phoenix.
Don't do this.
What?
Don't do this. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, I say Phoenix. Here's what happens. Aliens come to Earth.
No!
And they hate food. But if you give them water, they grow big and tall.
Wait, no, that's the wrong...
And eventually...
That's the wrong movie.
They become like Godzillas that just roam the earth.
That's actually not true at all.
Because they were trying to take them down because someone posted on Facebook that... Water kills them, but no, it just makes them grow.
Gosh.
But then they figured, oh man, no, it's food. We gotta give them food, and then they'll die, and that's exactly what happened. They got back up in their spaceships, and they just took back off in space.
I've got a new trivia game show for us. We're going to take actual movie titles, and one of us will give the real synopsis, and the other person's going to give a fake synopsis, and the person has to guess which one's real.
That's a great idea.
Obscure movies from the 80s.
Signs, add it to your VHS collection.
We'll give them away, and people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, I did. Yeah. That is not how Signs happened at all. That was Chrissy and I's first like date movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, at the theater.
It's a great movie.
I mean, to me it was.
Aliens were
Chrissy wouldn't say that. It was really just a movie that we all went as friends, and I got to sit next to her. It was like, it's a date. Sit next to
her. It just made me think of the first time I got to hang out with Leslie, and you had the butterflies, and you're just like,
happened?
Should I hold her hand now?
What happened to all that?
Do you think she's really into me?
Marriage just ruins everything, right?
No, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. We're more in love now than we were back then. We never fight.
No, what?
Yeah.
No, not you. I don't care about you. What? Somebody just said, true story, 50 first dates ruin The Sixth Sense for her. Drew Barrymore's character gives away the ending. Now I never have to watch it. There was no need.
Wow.
50 first dates was actually a pretty good movie.
I'm going to fight you.
Really? You didn't like that?
No, I actually really didn't like that movie.
Why?
Because I'm weird. And the whole time I was going, this is implausible because how could she be pregnant and then like wake up and... like, forget everything, but then, like, she would go crazy.
Because it's an Adam Sandler movie!
Yeah, it was just a little weird to me. It just didn't make sense.
We're talking about Adam Sandler here.
That's actually quite true.
And how do you even like this Facebook topic? Because it's fake. Like, an Adam Sandler movie.
What?
Do you like our topic?
Which one?
The one we're doing now. What should be banned from posting about on Facebook?
Yeah,
do you like
spoilers.
That? Well, that's a fake topic. That can't happen in real life.
I mean, it can't, but it's still fun to talk about.
Oh. See?
I like turtles.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See what you did there, man? Gosh. Somebody else said Signs has passed the point of spoiler expiration.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
That is so true. You can't get angry.
Did you ever see Lost?
The TV show?
Yeah.
I got 7 episodes in.
7 episodes?
About 7 episodes.
What did you not like about it?
That was before the DVR, remember?
Yeah, I know. I watched it from the pilot on.
Well,
My wife and I dedicated our life.
That was what it was back then.
Tuesdays, 7 p.m.?
Yeah, back then it was.
Something like that?
Okay, all you kids out there, before there
back
was a DVR, before you could record things on your TV, you actually had to sit there and watch it in real time. And if you weren't there on your couch at the time it started, you'd miss it. And there was no website to go to get caught up. And I remember I missed a couple episodes and I just said, okay, I don't even know what's going on.
Lost aired on Thursdays and it was so awesome.
Yeah, that's what everybody said.
Come on, man.
Until the polar bear showed up and then everybody was like, I'm out.
Speaking of which, I'm going to need a Starmy member to chime in at some point because Dex was my go-to 24 guy.
Mm.
And you dropped the ball.
Talked what?
The baseball.
Baseball!
I want to know what happened in 24 so I can be ready for 24 Legacy. And you're like, dude, 24 was my jam. I named my kid after Jack Bauer.
I watched.
My son Jack Jeter is named after Jack Bauer.
Steve-O, I'm one of the biggest 24 fans, and I didn't finish 24.
I didn't either.
The last two episodes because I can't get myself to do it.
Oh.
I don't want it to be over.
So you know everything but the last two
episodes? I don't know what the last two episodes are.
How is Tony Almeida alive?
I don't know!
He's in the trailer for 24 Legacy. He's got a goatee, and he looks older, and I'm like, that's Tony Almeida. He was so dead when I watched the show.
It's not dead, man.
I don't have time to go back and watch like 12 seasons of Kiefer Sutherland going rogue every 7 minutes. Somebody just tell me. Wait. I just realized. If only there were this magical thing that I could type something in and it would give me an answer to. Oh, hey, computer.
Okay.
I'll see you guys in like 7 minutes. Okay. I'm going to go and then I'll let everybody else know.
Thank you.
We can be ready for this new 24 show.
Thank you.
That we really don't need, but I actually really, really want.
I can't wait. All right. Well, thank you, Starmy, for chiming in on the topic. We will switch gears. When we come back, the 5 dumbest things employees have done to get fired. We have some more headlines. Good morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Trump says he has a number of items on this month's agenda.
We're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and I think we're going to have a very good result for Mexico, for the United States, and for everybody involved. It's very important.
President Trump spoke on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but gave no details other than describing the call as very nice.
With the inauguration and the Women's March come and gone, the big cleanup is underway in Washington.
They're going through really with a fine-tooth comb and picking up what's left.
And what's left are some signs and some trash here and there, nothing the National Park Service hasn't seen before.
A surprise number one at the weekend box office.
Help me get out of here.
Split exceeds expectations, bringing in more than $40 million.
The National Weather Service is warning people in the southeast to prepare for a dangerous outbreak of tornadoes.
One current and one former Major League Baseball player died in separate car accidents. One was a Kansas City Royals pitcher, Yordando Ventura.
The 25-year-old pitcher died Sunday morning in a car wreck in his native Dominican Republic. Ventura played an important role in the Royals' back-to-back trips to the World Series. Andy Marte also died Sunday in a car wreck in the Dominican Republic. He played for both the Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians.
+8:35
High today at 54 degrees.
Traffic.
All right, guys, there's still an accident. Disabled vehicle center lane blocking up Paseo del Norte East at 4th Street. Man, I-40 East between Rio Puerco and Route 66 over there is actually closed due to an accident. So that's no bueno. What else is going on? It looks like a lot. Louisiana Boulevard at Gibson, right there, Continental Loop, there's an accident reported that happened about 8 minutes ago, so that's backing things up there. Man, lots of accidents, sadly, to report. And we actually got one from a listener. I-25 is backed up at Cerrillos. That's in Santa Fe. That's your look at traffic.
Did you ever feel so bad inside?
I discovered a new app.
Yeah, I can tell. They were just singing the Morning Invasion.
The app is absolutely free.
Okay.
So we can talk about it. And all you do is you can type in anything you want it to say. Like, I just wanted to try it out, so I put, the Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O. And then you can pick the type of song you want. And this one was a reggae song. So you click that, and then it will make it into a song. Here is the reggae version.
Yay! The Morning Invasion with the Tentacle. The Morning Invasion with Dex and Tentacle.
That's pretty cool, right?
That's not bad.
It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
That's pretty awesome.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Tabo. The Morning Invasion with Dex and Tabo.
Wow. So there's free versions of songs, and then you can pay for some if you wanted Maroon 5's latest single, 99 Cent.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's called, you want me to tell you what it's called?
I mean, I kind of feel like I need to know what it's called.
The app is called Diddy, D-I-T-T-Y.
Okay.
It's super easy, it's free, and like I said, all you do is just plug in, like, give me something to say.
I mean, sorry. I mean, you're putting me on the spot, and I just don't know what to do about this yet.
What do you want me to say?
Steve-O is my favorite DJ. Okay. It's going to say Stevo. It's just going to get it wrong. And I'm not really a DJ. I'm more of a personality.
That's true.
Can you say that? Sorry, man. Steve-O is my favorite personality?
It's too late. Oh. My bad. Okay, here we go.
Oh.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. That was good.
Maybe we look. Ooh, they have Sledgehammer?
What?
Wait, I don't know if that's the. Let me try it.
Song. The app's called Diddy, by the way, because the star me is already going crazy.
What the heck? Oh.
Want to know what it's called?
Enable skill.
I need you to ask it if 24 Legacy is going to be any good. Does it know anything about 24 Legacy,
you know,
or does it just make
good
songs?
Come on.
How do I know it's going to be good?
It's not going to be. Oh.
Okay.
That's a pretty good one.
Say hey, though. It's my favorite day. Sounds quite robotic. I mean, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, so there you go.
That just made our
fun little app.
Life's a lot easier trying to do imagers.
They'll be the scent of the Morning Invasion. They'll be the scent of the Morning Invasion.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all. If only we could understand what it was saying.
Yeah, that's the only problem, really. I mean, it's not clear, but it'll work for, top shelf morning show like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, let's move on. The five dumbest things employees have done to get fired.
Oh, man.
There was a discussion on Reddit.com where managers are sharing the dumbest things, one of their employees did to get fired. And they polled, the best five out of the discussion on Reddit. My assistant manager's register was exactly $3.64 short after every shift. It turns out that's how much he was spending at Taco Bell for lunch. When we accused him of stealing, he thought we meant all the merchandise he'd been taking. So the guy, they found out because that's how much he was spending at Taco Bell, but then they found out that he was stealing all of the merchandise, and he fessed up to it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because they accused him for stealing. He's like, oh, no, I thought you meant all of the merchandise. Okay. 20-year-old guy, new guy, called in sick and said he had a stroke. He lived across the street from the store, so we all watched him pack up his truck with beach gear and drive off with his girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
The guy lived right across the street from his job.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I had a server take a sip out of a customer's Dr. Pepper and Coke right in front of them to see which was which. Amazing. See, I've would this weird you out? Because this has happened to me before. The same situation. Oh, I got the wrong. Or, you know, it. This yeah. tastes funny.
Yeah.
And they'll take a straw, not your straw, but they'll take a straw. They'll dunk it in and then hold the top of it so it holds the soda in.
That has never happened to me.
See, that's happened to me, but.
Oh, no, no. Nope.
So was that a clean straw that you used? Or
that's
did you just pull
weird.
That? You know, because you did just pull a straw out of your.
But then what is it? Like, no, it tastes good to me, man. I don't know. Weird taste buds, bro.
See, that would still weird you out?
That would weird me out.
Hmm.
If somebody just took a swig of.
But they didn't drink out of your, like, they just dunked a clean straw.
I don't care.
Okay.
That'd be like somebody, okay, you got a certain order of, like, wings or something, and they come to the table, and it's like, hey, man, I don't know, these wings just kind of, and they just, like, grab a clean fork and, like, take a bite out of your chicken wing or something. They're like, I don't know, man. No, man, that's what it's supposed to taste like.
Yes.
That'd be so weird to me.
All right, good call. The five dumbest things employees have done to get fired. I had to fire a new dishwasher after she was caught on camera throwing silverware and plates into the dumpster instead of putting them into the dishwasher.
Oh, man. Oh.
Did you ever wash dishes?
Yeah.
I had that as a job.
Yeah.
Once. We had a secretary who wouldn't get anything done. I eventually got fed up and looked on her work computer. I found out she was prostituting herself with her company email.
Okay. That's
how awful is that?
It's really not okay.
Fired.
Wait, awful that she was fired or awful that she was doing
yes.
This?
No. Yes, okay. Of course. I mean,
yes.
I think if you
okay.
I'm gonna put this cuz I'm
just,
trying to
nope,
think.
No, stop talking.
I'm just thinking it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I was just trying to think of how many times we all, during company time, are doing things that have nothing to do with our job.
Oh, yeah. We need to remember, Colossians reminds us, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, not for men. Knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the inheritance as your reward, you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians echoes similar things. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. You know, like, we are working as unto the Lord. That's like how we have to roll at all times, no matter our occupation, no matter where we are at. Yes, it can feel mundane at times. Yes, you can feel like maybe you're not accomplishing, you know, like, life-changing things. But every single one of us, man, we are called to serve, right? And to work diligently. And, man, I say this as I'm listening to these people who are fired for stupid reasons, knowing I was fired for stupid reasons in the past. You know, I've totally have stupid stories. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you're in that situation right now where your boss, you just don't like, you know, maybe you don't like your coworkers. You're just struggling. You got to remember that. I like that verse.
Yeah. I mean, and it doesn't mean like, I know that there are some that in turn go, well, I'm just going to stay here forever. It doesn't mean you have to be stuck somewhere that you don't want to be, but you work diligently. You work hard, and as you work, you can still be looking for another job. It's much easier to find another job when you are employed. So I think you can become kind of desperate when you're not employed because you're like, I need anything. And you'll just grab the next thing that comes along. Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
That actually sounded like a Christian hit.
Okay. That was an app, and you literally just took the words I just said. Okay.
Come on, man. Top of the charts right now.
What's sad is you're not wrong.
I know! Tell me I'm wrong!
Oh, man.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Thank you very much.
It's gotten even easier to be an artist in the Christian industry. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
That is a good song. I got to put this together.
You're just now taking phrases that we say on the morning show and making them songs. Like
What's wrong with that?
They don't even necessarily
make sense. Have you read the
sense.
Lyrics to a lot of songs?
But they just don't even make sense. You're literally regurgitating the morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I am.
Live line is open, guys. 585-LIVE if you'd like to chime in on, I don't know, Dex's songwriting skills.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
What are you doing over there?
What? That just sounded awful. I put in 585 live, and that's what it's... Okay. There's obviously some complications with this.
It said 585 live.
Unbelievable.
Which just sounded just wrong. Gosh. 585 live, guys, if you want to be part of the morning
585 live.
You can text in now. 585 live. Your app is stupid.
No, it's not.
Here's what I hate about this app. Like, it's clever and it's comical, but I just know you're going to overuse it. And for the next 20 hours straight, I'm going to hear nothing but my words regurgitated, saying in the same loop over and over and over and over. You've already used it.
You are going to overuse it.
Okay.
You are going to overuse it.
Wow! That was like a pop song! I'm making hits! Stephen Christian's got nothing on me!
He is wasting his life on a free app, guys, called Diddy.
You hear that, Stephen Christian?
Live line chimed and said, you'd have some hits if we could understand it. It's quite robotic, my friend.
You're robotic.
Okay. You're working on that next hit. If only you could, if only your big old chub thumbs could type faster.
What?
Is that what chub thumping is about? Your thumbs?
Mm-hmm.
Did that literally just say, shut up, you stupid person?
It really did.
Wow.
That's all it said.
Wow.
So basic and easy, but a hit. Just a hit.
Oh, man.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Just no more. No more.
All right. Call it a day.
Okay. Moving on. You want to hit my news intro? Or
yeah,
you
buddy, I got it.
Let's. Oh.
Going to find the intro for
okay.
You.
Okay. Okay. I can't.
Guys, you got to download the app. You could have so much fun like I am.
Oh my gosh. Or you could be the annoyed coworker that's dealing with the guy that just discovered this app.
It's called Diddy. It's free. Diddy. D-I-T-T-Y.
Oh, man. Speaking of work, 1 in 4 people have secretly gone into someone else's Facebook account. That's not fun.
Baseball!
If you've ever left Facebook open on your computer or left your phone somewhere unlocked. Yeah.
Sad news. According to a new study, one out of four people have secretly gone into a friend's significant other, co-worker's Facebook account and did it on that person's computer or phone. Here's the crazy thing. Top three reasons people did it. Number one, jealousy. Number two, curiosity. And number three, for fun. Only 4% of people said they did it because they were angry at the person, which is really scary. Study also found that when someone goes onto their significant other's profile, the first thing they check are the person's private messages.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds terrifying.
It does.
When people went into friends or family members' accounts, they looked at things like photos and wall photos. That's kind of cool. About 10% of the people who've gone onto another person's Facebook posted something, usually as a prank, but in few cases, it was for revenge. Okay.
It sure is. Pure from the depths of hell.
Did that just sing Facebook is of the devil?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Climbing the charts.
A new study. I hate your app so
much.
You
love this app so much.
A new study has a theory for why teenagers don't mind when their rooms smell terrible. It found they're least likely to recognize the scent of sweat and body odor. So it's possible they get used to the bad smell in their room before they even fully recognize the BO.
Loading.
Just waiting. Oh, God.
Beautiful.
I smell like what?
Fire. Steve-O, you smell like fire. That's the name of the track. And it's true, he does, because he was actually building a sword.
I was learning to forge things yesterday from the fires of Mordor!
Yes! Oh!
Actually, my buddy Marshall, new friend, who is my bud. You could check out his YouTube channel.
What up, dog?
Marshall knows stuff. And he does, because he's teaching me how to forge an axe, or maybe just a knife.
Friday.
Either way, it was awesome.
Friday, we'll have it set up in the studio. He'll be forging in the studio while I play my guitar.
That's not true. Gosh. Two cops in England recently thought a 63-year-old African-American was the suspect they were looking for. One of them ended up tasing him in the face. Okay. Turns out he was a guy who works with police to improve their relationship with the black community.
All right, go ahead.
Leave him alone. Yeah, he just grabbed him.
Oh, tased him.
That was totally unnecessary.
Oh, totally unnecessary.
Uncalled for and unnecessary.
Uncalled
completely.
For. Completely.
Okay, you're under arrest.
That's on video.
He was trying to fight.
He wasn't trying to fight. He was trying to get into his house. Actually, you started it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. Can you imagine getting tased in the face? I've been tased. I know what it feels like.
I hate this. You're going to do this to every story. How crazy is that? They totally tased this dude in the face. Turns out he worked with the police.
It's messed up, man.
On improving relations. Okay.
That's messed up.
Oh, in NFL news, the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl. And here's the big question everybody wants to know. Was it because a fire alarm was pulled at the Steelers hotel?
Heck yeah, it was. Cheaters.
New England's going back to the Super Bowl after easily defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 36-17. And as usual, there's always conspiracy theories of cheating when it's involving the Patriots because the Patriots are cheaters.
Bunch of cheaters.
Last week, okay. Last week, there was a rumor circulating they'd somehow swabbed the Steelers' locker room with the flu virus. And now...
That was confirmed.
Someone pulled the fire alarm at the Steelers' hotel at 3:40 a.m. the night before the game. This is real. 25-year-old man who pulled the alarm was caught, arrested, and charged with disorderly conduct. He supposedly had no connection to the team other than being a big fan. He was released on $100 bail. This will be Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl appearance in 16 years. He's won 4. By the way, he also got some attention off the field on the sideline by blowing snot out of his nose and wearing a hilariously gigantic coat. That's where he kept all of his cheater things. I don't like.
I feel like he could have done at least one more line. Break.
Patriots will play the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51 in 2 weeks. The Falcons blew out the Green Bay Packers in a crazy lopsided game. People are really hoping that the Super Bowl will save this awful, awful, awful NFL postseason because it's been really, really bad. I will say that the Green Bay Packers-Dallas Cowboys game was phenomenal. But man, there have been 10 playoff games, and 8 of them have been decided by double digits.
Wow.
And the favorites won all 8 of those games. The one classic was the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys, and the close but forgettable one, Steelers-Chiefs. But man, yeah.
Go Falcons?
Go Falcons.
Yay! Falcons all the way.
Yeah.
Patriots, a bunch of cheaters.
They are.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Neon Noah, Atlas, Dex and Steve Oates, Star 88. Good morning, 907.
High today at 54 degrees. Traffic! Well, guys, nothing good to report right now, unfortunately. I-40 East between Rio Puerco, that's Route 66. Casino right there at exit 140 and Atrisco Vista Boulevard exit 149 completely closed. So you have to exit at the Route 66 Casino, then traffic is diverted onto the frontage road. Bad accident out there, slowing everything down. So prayers for everything going on out there. That's a little cray cray, man. There's also an accident reported Louisiana Boulevard at Gibson right there at the Continental Loop. That was reported about 20 minutes ago. So slow going there. Be careful. Some road construction happening on Paseo this morning. Slowing things down if you're traveling eastbound. So yeah, you want to be careful near the Wyoming area as well. Let's look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
The return of slow motion theater. It was supposed to happen on Friday. We had such a busy show, we didn't get a chance to do it. So hit the podcast. We have one. It's at star88.fm. Go to our website, or you can go to iTunes, Google Play, and just search Morning Invasion. It was a good slow motion theater.
Yeah.
Steve-O and I got into a fake fight, and we slowed it down half speed.
Write that down, Steve-O.
No.
Write that down as a bit we're going to do.
I don't want to.
Here's a pen. Write it down.
No, I'm not going to. We sound like children.
I'm not going to.
Hear the whole thing. Go to the podcast. It'll be up after the show. All right, since we got interrupted by a commercial break, more news. Come on. Jump back into it.
This is really, 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 really surprising to me. Are you a book owner, my friend?
Yeah, I have lots of books.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I find lots of books.
I seriously have probably 4 or 5 boxes full. I mean, big boxes. I probably have 500-600 books.
Dude, yeah, we have bookshelves on bookshelves on bookshelves. And to be honest, I don't even know how many of them I've actually read because I collect. And so then they just start stacking up on my bedside. And I'm like, I'm going to get to this one. I'm going to get to this one.
Well, a new study found that 10% of people don't own a single book. This is crazy. You know, people have been saying for like a decade now that books are dead, that they're going to be replaced by the Kindle or by whatever. Well, according to a study, 10% of people say they don't own a single book. For people under 24, that actually jumps up to 20%. So here's the deal. The study was just for physical books you had in your home. Ebooks didn't count. So people did own, you know, ebooks on their, whether it's iPad.
Ebooks.
Or, yeah. So what do they own? Gadgets. Lots and lots and lots of gadgets. The average person has more than 8 things linked to the internet, including a computer, a phone, a tablet, video game console, and everything else. Gadgets, dude. In homes with kids, there were 11 devices on average linked to the internet at any given time. The study also found 1 out of 3 parents sometimes discipline their kids by cutting off their access to the internet.
That's what I'm talking about, guys. I'm telling you, parents, that is, you have to find the things that your kids are into.
Yeah.
And you have to cut it
rob
off.
Rob them of their joy.
You have to.
Take it from them.
You say, have to.
I don't like you.
No.
I want to take away what you love.
That's not what you say. You do it because you love them.
Your best friend is your sister. You can't see her for a week.
No.
You rob them of the things they enjoy.
No. That's wrong. No. I'm the mature one on this show. What is happening?
What is happening?
I'm just saying, man.
No, you guys, parents.
No, you're right.
You got to step up and you have to follow through with,
absolutely,
with your punishments. If you set a punishment, if you set consequences, when they break them, you have to follow through with it.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah, because if they don't come to learn that there are consequences for doing crazy or stupid or whatever things, or not caring about something, just blowing things off. Well, consequences? No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, later
you
in life.
You guys say this all the time.
Yeah, later in life when they get a real job. We just read those funny, you know, why people got fired at their job. And that's why. It's because they didn't have parents that actually disciplined them.
Yep. True story. Oh, man. Moving on. The 5 most annoying phone calls we got last year were automated calls. Calls about credit cards or loan officers, calls from charities, calls about changing phone companies, and calls about a sweepstakes or a contest, according to a survey. Do you get annoying phone calls still?
No, because I don't. First off, if I see a number that I don't recognize, I never answer. If I see a phone call that I do recognize, I never answer. And I don't have a home phone. So, no.
Okay.
I don't have to deal with it because I don't answer my phone. Sorry, Ricky.
I'm going to need the Star Wars music.
Funny thing, I tried to find it this morning and it's gone.
Did you type in Star Wars? It's gone. S-T-A-R.
Daniel.
Wars.
You stole the Star Wars bed.
No, star dash, like space.
I already tried that.
Star space wars.
This is the only thing we got in there.
No, star.
Come on, man.
Star Space Wars.
Like, I got the Kylo. Oh.
I feel like if you just.
Okay, my bad. I guess I was. Never mind.
Breaking news. This one goes out to my boy Smurfy, who just sent this in to me. Star Wars officially tweeted 11 minutes ago the title of Episode 8.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler alert, you dummy. They just. It's the title of
spoiler
the film.
Spoiler alert!
You ready for this? Star Wars Episode 8 is called Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's so cool.
Here's the crazy thing. The Star Wars logo's in red.
Ah.
I'm excited.
That's cool.
It says Star Wars in red instead of yellow outline.
What does that mean?
It's a red outline.
Has that ever happened?
I'm thinking of the lightsaber, thinking of Sith. I'm thinking Kylo Ren's lightsaber is like red. Who's the last Jedi? I don't know. Is Rey going to be a Jedi now?
I don't know.
Is she going to train under Luke? Or is Luke the last Jedi? What does it mean?
You're asking
it's
the
official,
wrong guy.
It's official, guys. Man. It is official. As of 11 minutes ago. Star Wars The Last Jedi, the next chapter of the saga. Yeah. Oh. Shout out to Joe Hawk.
Joe Hawk.
Just chimed in.
What's up, bro?
Listening.
What's up, my homie?
Love you, bud.
Love you.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on a second. Got something for you guys.
Oh.
Well, it's really just for Joe Hawk.
Okay. Well, it's not the Star Wars The Last Jedi breaking news. That's pretty dope, man.
This is for you, buddy.
Thanks, Smurfy.
Thank you, Smurfs.
No, Smurfy. That's all you get?
I just spent 99 cents on that.
Oh, my gosh. You idiot.
I just spent a dollar on that.
Oh, my.
For you, Joe.
Love you. I got to play it one more time to get my money out of it.
No, you got to get your money out of it.
Hold on.
Love you.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all it does.
Well, like,
you wasted a dollar. This is why. Okay, guys. We got to talk about something. Dexter and I last Friday, we had some friends in studio talking about healthy eating and all this, and we kind of got into a tiff, if you will, over budgeting and over meal prepping and whatnot, because you're like, dude, it's cheaper for me to get the dollar menu than it is to blah, 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 blah. So I started thinking about it, and this weekend my wife said, hey, you know what? We don't meal prep every meal, so that's not fair to Dexter.
That's right, Chrissy.
So instead, she was like, let's go for it this week. Let's prove it. Let's at least try. So you don't have to write down how much money you spent this week on food. But we wrote out all of our expenses, and she is like forcing me to rock these mason jars. Like, I ate breakfast out of a mason jar.
You've inspired me to get mason jars.
My lunch is prepped out of a mason jar. And I opened up the fridge this morning. I was like, whoa, yo. We got like 15 mason jars in there. They're full already. Like, I have my meal for the week.
Wow.
Just like boom, 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 boom. Monday, Tuesday.
Do you put some of them in the freezer or are they all in the fridge?
No, just in the fridge. Kick
so they'll
it,
be
man.
Fine. I thought salmonella kicks in after 2 days.
Oh, gosh, this is why you can't meal prep. I only have the soup for every day. I don't have the steak salad thing every day. It's only for Monday, Tuesday.
My bad.
Huh?
I was just asking.
But my oatmeal... And then there's certain things like, well, you don't want to get soggy. So I actually meal prep my oatmeal every night before bed.
No.
Have to do that every night.
You know what? Good for you. Got to change up your routine, man. Can I play it one more time so I can get my money's
worth
out of this?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay. It's for you, Joe.
I didn't understand a word that said except for Joe Hawk.
Yeah, Joe Hawk is the greatest Jedi in the galaxy. That didn't really come
out. That didn't really say that.
Kind of want my 99 cents.
Bro. Yeah, it kind of sounded like Kanye really messed up your track, yo. But it's all good. You know what I haven't done today? A Whiskey Tango, Florida.
Oh my gosh, hit me, brah.
30-year-old woman named Brandy Harden went to a Walmart in Lake City, Florida. This was back on the 14th. She tried to pay for her stuff with five $20 bills, yo, that were clearly photocopies.
What?
She handed over five 20s that were just photocopies of 20s. In fact, they were photocopies of the same 20 with the same serial number. What? The cashier called her out on it, and Brandy ran out of the store. The crazy thing is, she might have gotten away with her mediocre attempt at amateur counterfeiting if only she could have resisted Applebee's.
What?
Because 2 days later, she went to an Applebee's in the same city and tried to use the same photocopied bills to pay.
What?
Fail, fail, fail!
She took off running again when her server called her out, but this time she left her cell phone behind.
Oh, man.
Hey!
The cops used it to track her down, and she was arrested for possession of counterfeit bills. They're not even bills. They are literally really, really, really bad printer-copied photos.
Beautiful.
Of a $20 bill.
Hey, worth a shot, right?
And that is your Whiskey Tango, Florida. Thank you, Brandy. For providing yet another gem.
Beautiful.
Out of the great state of Florida. Thank you. It is time for five random facts. Oh, gosh.
And now it's time.
Fact me.
For five random
Wait, I'm sorry. What did that say? It's time for five random facts. What?
For five random facts.
Okay. Number one, the 34 NFL players with the most points in their career are all kickers. Kickers! The 35th highest scoring player is Jerry Rice. Number two, Lawrence of Arabia is 220 minutes long and doesn't have a single line of dialogue spoken by a woman. That's why everybody was out this weekend.
They were marching.
Yeah, I saw it all over Facebook, protesting Lawrence of Arabia. I know stuff. The island of Puerto Rico was originally called San Juan Bautista, and the main city was called Puerto Rico, but eventually those switched. The island became Puerto Rico, and the main city became San Juan.
Wrong.
Now, that's real, President Trump. I actually know that because I read it on the internet. Sylvester Stallone originally wanted to use Queen's Another One Bites the Dust for Rocky III, but when he couldn't get the rights, he reached out to Survivor to write an original song, and they came up with Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger, it's the bad of blah.
I had no idea that that was like written for Rocky.
Yeah, right.
And that it didn't release until Rocky III. Why did I think that was in the first Rocky movie?
No, no way, man. First Rocky was in the 70s.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I had the Tigers as 80s.
Bum, 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 bum. That was in the first Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And number five, bananas contain about 450 milligrams of potassium and about 0.01% of it is radioactive. So if you've managed to eat 150 trillion bananas in one sitting, you die from radiation poisoning.
Wow.
Dude, that reminds me of my uncle one time growing up. Okay.
This was
I didn't understand what you said.
No, it's not going to work. Okay.
New study found that Facebook can make you more closed-minded because you only hear things from friends that reinforce what you already believe.
Facebook!
I mean, I think it can make you more closed-minded either way. Because A, you only hear things from friends that reinforce what you already believe, or the people that oppose you are so negative or derogatory towards your viewpoint that you just shut down.
Yeah.
Nobody's dialoguing anymore. There's no conversations to be had. It's one giant monologue on Facebook. Nobody cares what you believe or how you feel about the situation. They're just like, nope, this is it. So yeah, I can get that. 31-year-old guy in Minnesota got a lottery ticket from his parents for Christmas and ended up winning,
talk to me,
$1 million.
Are you kidding?
No,
$1 million. Real.
Can you imagine this? Winning ticket was purchased by his parents as a Christmas gift, and a week later it was worth $1 million. I can't believe this. Delaine Emery of Webster in northern Wisconsin claimed the $1 million prize, subject to taxes, of course, on Wednesday. This was at the Minnesota Lottery headquarters. Emery was one of two winners of the top prize in the annual Millionaire Raffle Game, which has a winning every January 1st. He said it still doesn't feel real. We were half asleep when my stepmom called to ask if we had checked our numbers. We had two tickets, and I read off the number on the first one. She said, that's the one. You guys just won $1 million.
So here's the question. Would you feel like you had to split that with your parents? Because I would. If my parents bought me a lottery ticket for my birthday, and I won $1 million, I would feel like I have to split this.
Here's the crazy thing. Kid is newly married, said it's very nice to start, a nice way to start out, not a lot of worries. It was a Christmas gift. Quote, it's something my family does every year. My parents buy tickets and distribute them between myself and my siblings.
Oh, man.
Imagine being one of the other siblings.
Oh, right?
Oh, man. You're like, Mom, mine was worth $7.
This isn't a good thing for parents. This is a bad thing. You know, they probably started something that is just going to unwind. It's going to be so bad for that family.
I really hope not. But honestly, yeah, they buy these lottery tickets every year for Christmas kind of as a joke. and each child gets one lottery ticket. And one of the kids won $1 million.
Wow.
So you feel like you would have to give to your siblings or to your family?
Well, I would want to give to my parents because they bought me the ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
You won $1 million. Maybe, let's say $500,000 after taxes because they like to take monies from you.
Sure.
Even if it's like
$400,000. So,
oh, man. How many siblings do you have?
I wouldn't split it with my siblings.
What?
I would just, when my parents bought me the ticket, I would want to give them half.
I would want to do something for all of my siblings.
Maybe go on a big vacation.
Maybe. Something.
Trip around the world.
Because I just couldn't imagine being the brother that was like, oh, no. I just won. And all the siblings are like, oh, cool. Mom always said she loved you most. Way to go.
What if you did $5,000 to each family member, but they have to invest it in something? Okay.
What do you invest in? Yeah, what if I want to invest in
a lot of great stocks? I mean, my portfolio.
My Nintendo Switch. What if I want to invest in
Netflix
my video game
is a
life,
real strong
yo?
Stock right now?
Why do I want to buy stock when I could just play video games?
Okay. Gold is really safe. Okay.
Jory just chimed and said, recently upgraded to Apple TV. I was excited to see there's a Star 88 app to watch live on my TV. Try it. Hey! Just wanted to say my excitement dissolved when I realized the app doesn't work. Anyway, saying love you guys.
Doesn't work?
It's not.
What is
that? I don't know. Thanks for letting us know.
Batman.
Maybe it needs an update. I just don't know.
One more.
Okay. According to a new study, you shouldn't let your dog play fetch with anything that's too heavy. Anything over a pound makes them put too much weight on their front legs, which is bad for their joints. Light things like tennis balls are okay, though. So just so you know, it's got to be careful with your puppies.
Got to be careful, guys.
Yeah. No playing fetch with railroad spikes. Mm.
Speaking of pets, I put a really great picture of Vader up on my Facebook page and Instagram over the weekend.
Okay.
He's in his new gear.
Oh, great.
Adidas dog gear. He's got a little sweatshirt and hood. Pretty cute. He hates that. Dogs hate to be dressed up. We got to take a break. We're almost done, man. It's Monday. What do we got left to do? Great story on the way about a guy and some trees. And maybe if we have time, we'll do a letter. Help somebody out. Good morning. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump says he has a number of items on this month's agenda.
We're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and I think we're going to have a very good result for Mexico, for the United States, and for everybody involved. It's very important.
President Trump spoke on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but gave no details other than describing the call as very nice.
With the inauguration and the Women's March come and gone, the big cleanup is underway in Washington.
They're going through really with a fine-tooth comb and picking up what's left.
And what's left are some signs and some trash here and there, nothing the National Park Service hasn't seen before.
A surprise number one at the weekend box office.
Help me get out of here.
Split exceeds expectations, bringing in more than $40 million.
The National Weather Service is warning people in the southeast to prepare for a dangerous outbreak of tornadoes.
One current and one former Major League Baseball player died in separate car accidents. One was a Kansas City Royals pitcher, Yordando Ventura.
The 25-year-old pitcher died Sunday morning in a car wreck in his native Dominican Republic. Ventura played an important role in the Royals' back-to-back trips to the World Series. Andy Marte also died Sunday in a car wreck in the Dominican Republic. He played for both the Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians.
How did that guy get a news job? Sorry, that was not nice.
Gosh, that was not nice at all. I couldn't tell you how. I was trying to think of it, but it doesn't make sense.
Sorry. 937?
High today at 54 degrees?
I sometimes ask myself the same thing. How did I get to be on this morning show, which is the top number one rated morning show in the world?
That's quite true. Yeah, check it out. It was on Facebook this week, and so I know it's real.
Number one worldwide.
Yeah, number one.
Hashtag alternative facts.
Traffic.
I-40 East between Rio Puerco exit 140 and Atrisco exit 149 closed due to an accident. You have to exit at Route 66 Casino. No bueno. All other accidents on the road today have been cleared out, though. However, roadway is reduced to one lane, Ladera, between Atrisco and 72nd Street. That's due to some construction, regular construction happening. Wyoming Boulevard North between Paseo and Alameda. That's reducing things to one lane as well. That's your look at traffic.
Thank you.
Traffic!
You're welcome.
Let me tell you about this guy named Georgie. Now, try to put yourself in Georgie's shoes for a second. I would like to know how you would feel after something like this happened to you. Georgie's 28. He lives in Sacramento City. He's from Sacramento. He goes to Sacramento City College. And while he was inside, some strong winds knocked a tree over right onto the roof of his pickup truck.
Whoa.
It was completely wrecked.
Yeah.
He got a ride to his home, and when he got there, he saw that another tree had crushed his other car that was parked on the street.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, he had two different cars in two different parts of town crushed by trees in the same day.
Dude, it's like the M. Night movie, The Happening.
Yeah.
The earth hates him.
It's like Final Destination.
Wait, what?
Why did I sound Irish when I said that? It's like Final Destination.
You'll never know.
Pretty sure that's a sign he's supposed to be dead.
Why do you sound Irish all of a sudden?
Let's see. Georgie is surprisingly okay with how everything went down. Here he is.
I walked up to my truck and I saw those tacos around a tree. Yeah, and then I come home and two other cars, huh? My luck, man. I bought a lottery ticket, didn't win, but, you know. I feel like I'm the luckiest guy. Why? I came out alive. Everything's fine. My insurance is covering it, you know? I mean, there's no other way to look at
it's
it,
true.
Right? Life's full of peaks and valleys, man.
Georgie. Life is full of peaks and valleys.
Mm.
Write that down.
Okay.
Life is full of peaks and valleys.
I'm surprised you didn't write a song about it. But I mean, your battery's almost dead.
I can't. So yeah. I'm at like 5%. If you're going to download that app, it'll drain your phone so fast.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I would feel, I would probably feel the same way. Life is full of peaks and valleys, man.
Yeah. That was your story.
We just got a letter. Oh, we just got a letter.
He's trying to run you
we
over.
We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Man.
Thank you for writing into the show. We do our best to try to help you out. We're not professionals. We have a little bit of life experience. Some more than others. Steve-O.
Yeah?
You are older.
Yeah?
By like 10 years. Here we go. My girlfriend makes significantly more money than I do. But that never really made a difference to me until recently. We've been alternating who pays for what, and that's been working fine. But I've been a little strapped for cash lately, and she's been offering to pay for everything. Plane tickets, gas, food, everything. I'm actually not okay with the idea of the whole, you know, mama paying for everything kind of thing. You know, he's just having a difficult time with that. Is it weird that I'm offended that my girlfriend is paying for everything? Would you feel, let's say you and Chrissy, you're dating and she pays for everything. Would you be okay with that?
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get all like deeply weird and biblical. I remember a time where I struggled with a certain scripture. Man, that I even hesitate to talk about it. 1 Timothy 5:8 says anyone who does not provide for their family, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Oof.
Now, this, of course, is talking about like a family, all right? Like your own household, husband, wife, kids. And I remember being very convicted by that because I wasn't sure if I was doing enough in my house to take care of my family. But unfortunately, I went to like an opposite extreme and I had like three jobs at the same time. I never saw my wife. I never saw my kids. It was super detrimental. And I think we as men, sometimes we can place these things upon ourselves where it's like, it has to be this way. And I definitely do think a man is called to provide, like we should be taking care of our families, but not to the detriment of the family in so much that you are never, ever available, because just as much as you need to be providing that, it doesn't necessarily say a man who does not provide money for their family, right? And that's where it changed for me. What I was making up in cash or in bill paying or whatever it was, I was losing in the development of my kids, being there for them as a father, talking to them. I mean, just this morning we shared that story about a percentage of dudes who said that they would be willing to take a pay cut in their jobs to spend more time with their children. And I think men need to be around, like dads need to be around their kids as well. That doesn't mean that you can just sit back and take a paycheck from the government. Like, you definitely need to be providing. But if you're taking care of your family, there's so many ways to take care of our family.
Hmm.
So putting it on like a smaller scale and dating like that, it would definitely bother me, because what are you doing if you can't provide that now? Then you have no business dating, because what's the purpose of it? Like, what are you trying to achieve with this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you hoping that in the future, someday, magically, you're going to have enough money to take care of another human being? Because if you can't take care of them while you're dating, you probably just shouldn't even be.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to take care of her. She makes enough money to take care of her and him if they decide that they're going to get married down the road. I don't think money doesn't seem to be an issue. So if you take that out of the equation.
So you take money out of the equation, she just says, I just want to pay.
Yeah,
because like he can pay.
She makes a ton of money.
Okay.
And she wants to provide. She wants to give him money for gas, food, plane tickets. Here, let me pick up the hotel room. I know you wanted to go visit a friend. Here's money for a hotel room. She's picking up all that.
I couldn't do it. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't do it.
Why?
Because that's weird to me. Like, it's one thing for, you know, hey, I got the movie tonight, or I got this, or I'm going to do that. But if you cannot afford these things yourself, and it's like, I just want to do everything for you. I'm just going to be your sugar mama. Like, to me, that's just, that's too much.
You don't want a sugar mama?
No, I do not want a sugar mama.
Yikes.
Live Line's chiming in. Steve-O is such a sexist. I'm gonna march on him, called Jesse.
Get that march going!
Okay. Cruz has just chimed in and said, these women want equal rights, let them pay. Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
In a way, I don't want to call you out, but I'm gonna call you out.
Call me out?
Yeah.
Okay.
The way you sounded was
the way
almost
quoted
like
scripture there.
No. Because in the scripture it said anyone.
Yeah.
The way you made it sound was, it was very one-sided. It was, no, the man should be providing.
Yeah.
In this situation, we have a woman who's providing.
Okay. Let me go back to that and say, anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially their own family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. We could go back to like the scripture surrounding it, but yeah.
Yeah, but you go back to the original text.
Okay, you idiot.
He could mean she.
I'm going to throw something at your face because this is why people like struggle with scripture. Because
I'm serious. Ran into this before. I've ran into this before, and I actually had somebody tell me at one point, just because it's saying he
yeah.
I'm just doesn't saying. Necessarily mean he.
That you're starting a relationship off where you are dependent upon her. He can't take care of himself, so she is providing everything. And maybe if that's the relationship they want, cool, man.
Are you robbing her of a blessing?
No, I am telling you I couldn't. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but I am telling you right now, nope, couldn't do it.
We talked about this before. When somebody wants to give,
yeah,
do you say no? Is that disrespectful to say no?
Right.
Yeah, it is.
We've talked about this. Yeah.
So here you have somebody who
just wants to give out of the abundance of their heart.
Yes, because they make good money.
And she just wants to bless her boyfriend with literally paying for everything.
Let me take care of everything for you.
I would love to hear from the ladies on this one.
Ladies, chime in. 585 Life.
I mean, there was like a gajillion of them.
Because
you know, at least a million and a half.
Because here's the thing.
Plaza.
Here's the thing. If it the roles were reversed and it was the man taking care of his girlfriend slash wife, let's just say that, or wife.
Yeah.
Would it be different?
If a dude was taking care of
her? Yeah, let's say this was the opposite, and it was this guy taking care.
No, because I'm old-fashioned and a sexist, apparently. And I think that's great. Because a dude should be taking care of her.
Glad you're recognizing it.
Yeah, we should be providing. We should be taking care of. Let me ask you this, Dex, you jerk. Trying to, like, spin it to me.
I'm not spinning it. I'm just
your
trying to
state the facts. Your beautiful daughter, Jaden.
Oh, no.
Gets a phenomenal job. And she's doing great things.
Shut this down, please. Shut it down.
And she brings home a dude and says,
shut it down.
Daddy, I love him.
Oh, my God.
What does he do? He's an artist. He doesn't really have a job, but I have a great job in telecommunications.
This is the wrong number. Don't call her.
I'm able to provide everything and take care of everything.
Wrong.
And so it's great. Now tell me, Dex, as a father of a young woman, would you be stoked if that was the situation your daughter was found in? Just going to need you to answer that question. I'm just going to need you to go ahead and answer that for me, you jerk. Go ahead. Try and put me on the spot. Go ahead. Would you be stoked at this girl's, at your daughter's boyfriend?
Why did you change the, you changed the entire email. I didn't.
But Daddy, I love him. He can't afford to go visit his family right now, but I know it's important for him to see his mom. So I bought him a plane ticket to Boston. It was $700. But Daddy, I love him.
Steve-O.
Dexter, is that cool? Would you be stoked if your daughter would...
Hold on.
What are you doing, man?
I need you. What are you doing? I'm just saying, my daughter.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you right now. Put the weapon down.
Oh, man.
Put that blade down.
I'm not going to put the blade down. Stop putting me on the spot.
No. Right?
It was your daughter, man.
He just stabbed me.
Sorry about that.
No, man, it's cool. I'm with you. We're a team. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hand me those paper towels, please.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you okay? We have like 8 minutes left to show, and then I'll drive you to where you need to go. Okay, buddy? I'm just here for you. Just put pressure on it. Yeah. You could just put pressure on that. We're good here, guys. We're all good here.
The question is Steve-O... Is Steve-O a woman hater?
Oh, my gosh. Live line's blowing up, by the way.
585 Live.
Santa Fe chimed in, said, so I just heard something on this matter. Both sexes are all equal in God's eyes. However, our roles are different. A guy's role is to be a provider, to provide and establish security for his bride. That doesn't mean a woman is less. She just has a different role. Gallup chimed in, said, I'm old-fashioned, too. The guy should be doing those things. It's gentlemanlike.
Nuh-uh.
Somebody else
just chimed and said, by the way, I agree with you, Steve-O. And, another member said this. I wonder what kind of engagement ring she's going to get him later.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that, Dexter.
Didn't think about that one. Hey, honey.
Beautiful.
Can I borrow some money to buy you a ring?
Now, dude chimed in on live and said, hey, man, I agree with you 100%. I actually left my job with the BNSF Railway because I was never home. My kids were growing up without me. My wife was alone a majority of the time. All that money for what? To never be home? To spend it to never be home? To spend time with them? I chose to leave that industry.
That's true. Remember we were on Friday, we were watching that video with Jason Momoa, the actor?
Yeah.
Who's going to play Aquaman?
Yeah, man.
He has this amazing video.
Oh, I
forgot to post it. I'll post it up at our Facebook page, my Facebook page later. But it was about an 8-minute video for the type of jeans that he was wearing. Yeah. And he was talking about his kids and how he has such a short time with them. He said, what, 5 years? I have 5 years. This 5 years. Think about that. When your kid is born, you have about five. Well, when do they start? Brody's four.
He's four.
So from four to about, I don't know, 10, 11, 12. That's really when they start to change a lot.
Yeah.
So you have 5-6 years of that precious time where are just so much fun.
Yep.
And they're just so pure and innocent and just, they're just fun to be around, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I have 5 years left, and he's gone a lot because he's an actor. And so he misses out on so much. And it's so true.
Dude,
if we're sucked into our job.
That video inspired me, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I had so much fun with the Jeter Boys this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Liveline just going crazy on this letter. Somebody said, it sounds like the boyfriend is taking advantage of the girlfriend.
Mm.
From Peña Blanca, New Mexico. God created woman to help out man so the man wouldn't be lonely and they can have help whenever they need it. Girlfriend's doing something nice for him to help out, which is what woman is created to do, be the helper. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so the letter we got, this guy said, my girlfriend makes more money than I do, but it doesn't make a difference. We've been, we actually alternate who pays for what. Works fine, but I've been strapped for cash lately. She's been offering to pay for everything. I'm not okay with the idea of the whole sugar mama thing. Is it weird that I'm offended my girlfriend is always offering to pay for stuff?
Not
would weird. Other men feel upset or insecure about this? Thoughts? What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning.
Pooh boy.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, man, we are the masters.
Oh, Lord, help us.
We need to provide for our family no matter what.
Yeah, this is true. This
you
part
know?
Is true.
And Steve-O, that contract you signed with me, the He-Man, Woman Hitters Club.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, don't forget about that.
I'm just waiting man. For the
We got
the
a lot other, of women that are fired up all around the country right now. Come on.
Gosh, you know what? These women need to know that, you know, they didn't take part in the Bible. Man.
Uh-huh. Please continue to hold.
Yeah. All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thanks,
love you
buddy.
Too. All right.
Love you. Man, that could have been a disaster.
That was close.
Whew. Goodness.
Oh, man.
585 Live, you can text into the show.
Yeah.
So we can screen you.
Yeah. Gosh. People chiming in on the live line still. Gosh, this one is just maybe because of the weekend we had with the marching and the electing and the, somebody said, what is happening? Can you slow motion that last little fight, please?
What?
Somebody else in Santa Fe, I'm just said, I agree with Steve Owen, completely understand what he means. Thank you. Albuquerque just said, my girl does the same thing. I'm old fashioned and agree the man has to provide, but when she wants to pay, she pays or we'll even pay when my back is turned. Okay.
So basically I'll allow you to pay. Is what you're saying.
I mean, when Chrissy and I got married, like we have one joint bank account. You know what I mean? We don't have like the separate where, oh, well, I'll take care of the mortgage and you take care of the, like, we just don't have that.
Leslie and I have always been like that too. And
we became one.
Is,
like,
do you find a lot of your friends aren't like that?
Yes, I do.
I know. And it blows me away.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's just what you did when you got married. I thought you had one bank account.
Yeah.
But most of my friends that are married, they each have their separate bank accounts.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm hearing everything you're saying.
Which
it did floor me at first.
Kind of wish that was what happened.
No, dude. No.
My money's my money.
No, stop it. No, that's not it. That's not true at all.
Okay.
It becomes like you guys are a unit. It becomes one thing.
Then why two bank accounts?
Here's the deal. I don't know. I don't have two bank accounts.
Maybe it's better for saving. I don't know. I mean, I can understand if you had another account, but that's not the thing. It's not like they have another account just so they can put money into it. It's no, husband has his own account. His money gets direct deposited in his account, and then his wife, same thing.
Yeah, I don't even want to go into
it. It's very common.
Somebody said if it's temporary, it's cool, her buying stuff. If it's a lifestyle, it's wrong. Espanola said, I feel that if they're dating and he's working toward a degree or something where he will be better off in the future, not an issue. If this is their plan for the rest of their life, it would not work so well for me. On a side note, if they were married with kids and he provided in many other ways, I don't think it would be too big of a problem. There we go.
There we go, yo. Thank you so much. We are out of show. Thank you for chiming in. Podcast will be up in a little bit. Search Morning Invasion. iTunes, Google Play. You can go to star88.fm. Got the Apple TV. We're there.
Booyah.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your Monday. See you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.